It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. It's Air It Out Radio. Banging up the stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant. We stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I think y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heckling her. She put in mad words, but she stay on our promo. Hating on us. Now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition. Tell me if you see it. We talking like we live it. Walking like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to respect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. Air It Out listeners, y'all see the threats, we just hear the whispers. We stay on some new shit, listen real close. Kudos to the host, I propose a toast. The history, it's really about to happen. We really make moves, y'all stick to rapping. Respect is in order, the border been crossed. Got the UK spitting them long distance balls. We show love, and y'all show love back. 200 plus calls on the blog, that's the max. We do that on the regular, shit don't change. Every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane. Help us help you, it costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really saying something. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air It Out Radio.net, get in tune. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio.net, huh?
Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? How are y'all? How are y'all? Gotta get my music together. What's going on, everybody? I'm Metric Fire, Air It Out Radio's finest, in case y'all do not know. Shout out to the newbies that are tuning in tonight. What's going on, everybody? Welcome, welcome. In case y'all do not know, we are on every Monday, 10 to 1. All right, check the website out, airitoutradio.net. And you can always click on the headphones. It'll take you right to the actual blog, and y'all can listen straight from there if y'all choose to. Or you can hit up 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk to me and all that good stuff. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Air It Out Radio. Or you can go to Fire Chick. That's F-I-Y-A. And make sure you spell the chick out. You know, like a little chicken. So, shout out to everybody, like I said, all the Air It Outers, all the newbies, all the old heads that's on the line as well. Okay? Make sure y'all please be patient. I got to stress to y'all the line, okay? Especially the new people, you know what I mean? Y'all get very impatient because, you know, this is your first time calling in. But listen, the lines are crazy. So, I'm just letting y'all know, so hold tight, put the phone on speaker, walk around, wash some dishes or whatever y'all got to do. You know what I mean? Clean your room up, whatever, and take it easy and just chill and listen to the show. All right, if y'all want to send some tracks in, some drops in, commercials, or y'all want to request to be on Air It Out Radio, send them to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure it's MP3, and make sure y'all stuff is titled. And if we did not correct any of y'all problems from last week, please hit me up after the show so we can try to get all your music in there. Make sure, you know, everything is straight for whenever you do come on the show, all right? Because I really do like to play y'all music. I don't want to have any problems with anybody's music, but got to make sure we got everybody's stuff in here right. So make sure y'all hit me up after the show or, you know, whenever to get all that taken care of. So, all right, and like I said, that's itsair.radio@gmail.com. Do not forget the ITS is very, very important. All right, so let me see, where do I begin? Shout out to Giovanni. He is going to be my guest tonight for Air It Out Radio. He'll be on a little bit later. So we'll get all up in his business and find out what's going on with him. All right. And also, let me see, where am I at right now? Okay. So anyway, let me hit the Air It Out news for those that do not know. the Air It Out Radio will be going live. Okay, I know it's 4 years now, and I've been saying it for I don't know how long, but we're actually going to go live. We've got a new office downtown on Market Street. I'm really super excited about this. This is what I've been waiting for. So, you know, I did have the office down on Sanson, but this is a definite upgrade. A definite upgrade. All right, so the new office is going to be popping, and we're going to be having some live interviews on the show. And, you know, some exclusives if y'all want those. And we'll be you streaming and all that good stuff, all right? And any of my meetings that I have, I can, you know, have them come up here, all that good stuff. So, let me see, what else? Oh, in case y'all wanted some information on the walk that I'm going to be doing October the 20th, all right? That is going to be 330 East John Street, Bedford, Philadelphia, PA. I'll post it up on my Facebook and Twitter throughout the show or a little bit later so y'all can get that information in case y'all want to rock with me and walk it out for breast cancer. All right, and that's October the 20th. Also, October the 20th, I'll be rocking out with High Def a little bit later at the Black and Miss Bell. All right, he's going to be doing a freestyle battle, so I'll be hosting that. I'll give y'all more details on that once the flyer is out and y'all can check that out a little bit later. Alright, and for those that do not know, October the 6th, my birthday, woo! Alright, it goes down at the Air It Out Radio Villa 4. In case y'all do not know and y'all have been sleeping on my post, okay? Because I've been going hard lately. Anyway, October the 6th, Air It Out Radio Villa 4 is going to be at 1231 North Ross Street, Philadelphia, PA, from 1 to 7. Get there early. It's going to be picks, giveaways. Sam Juice going to be in the building, Sweet Tooth Pastries, and this is all for the artists, you know what I mean? Because I know y'all work hard and y'all out there for a long time, so this is all for y'all. It's all ages, all music, bring your friends and family out, bring your kids. You've probably never seen y'all perform, so definitely bring them out so they can see y'all perform and see how y'all get down, all right? 4 minute clean set. It has to be clean. If you cuss, you're out of there. All right, shout out to DJ Swift. He'll be on the ones and twos. All right, and also I'll be revealing my mascot for the first time. Yes, Air It Out Radio has a mascot. Okay, his name is Scribbles. Y'all gonna check him out. He's gonna do his thing, and I'm really excited about that. And you know, Air It Out Radio is just blowing the fuck up in case y'all do not know. So Scribbles will be in the building. DJ Swift. All right, the Air It Outers. Y'all get a 4 minute clean set. All that good stuff. And bring your ass there. Make sure y'all bring out $5 because it does cost $5 to get in. And, well, not to get in, but to perform. So if y'all want to bring out family and have them watch y'all perform, it's free. But it costs $5 per person to actually perform. All right. And also, I'm going to be giving away some proceeds to the Breast Cancer Fund that I'm walking on the 20th. All right. So that's my little noble thing I'm doing right now. So, like, my little funds that I get, you know, some of it is going to be going toward that. All right? So shout out to all the artists that's going to be attending and that's going to be coming through and showing some love. Also, y'all can sign up for my other events that I have coming up future-wise, the Cheltenham Villa Tour. Well, not Villa Tour, but Cheltenham Tour. And also, I have a couple other things that's coming up, so you might want to sign up for that. And those are $10 as well. So, let me know what y'all want to do. If y'all have any questions, y'all can always hit me on Facebook, Twitter, or if y'all got my number, y'all can always text me or whatever the case is. Shout out to Music Notch. If y'all need some promo or y'all music and videos pushed a little harder, hit them up at Music Notch, number one, Friday, tomorrow night. All right, all the kids be free. So make sure y'all hit them up on 4000 City Line Avenue in Philadelphia, PA. That's a good spot to, you know, it's a global one. All right. And if y'all need any flyers, banners, covers, graphics, make sure y'all hit up No Ordinary Graphics. All right. My girl, Jackie, she be hooking me up with all my good stuff, you know, all my banners and all my stuff that y'all see posted up. And that's all her work. So shout out to her. Fam Juice, it's going to be y'all first time checking out Fam Juice, y'all definitely get a sample. For artists, to get a sample, all right, because they're working hard, you know what I mean? So, like I said, it's my birthday. I'm willing to take all gifts, All right, even cars and money, all that good stuff. All right, so anyway, for those that do not know, make sure y'all pressing one if y'all want to talk to me, right? Please be patient and all that good stuff. I call your last 4 digits of your phone number, and I am talking to you. We're going to try to keep it real fast and hurry. We're going to keep it moving. Tonight's topic is, do you think that you should have permission from someone to post on their Facebook or Twitter? All right, because I know a couple people hit me up and they say, "Fire, can I post this on your page?" I'm like, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. But some people don't like for them to post on their page. You know what I mean? They'll delete it or they have their page private, whatever the case is. So my question to you is, do you feel as though you have to get permission from someone to post on their page, or should you just be able to post randomly whenever you feel like it or whatever the case is? So that's the topic for tonight. Y'all can hit me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram and reveal your comments. All right, I'm going to get into some shout-outs here and there. I got a lot of shout-outs. I ain't going to front. A lot of shout-outs. You know what I mean? Facebook, Twitter, and all that. So I'm going to get into them a little bit. Maybe, like, I'm going to take a couple calls, and I'm going to get into that. All right, so check the website out, airitoutradio.net. Click the headphones if you want to listen to the show live and direct, or you can hit me up 347-677-1163. We're going to get into Giovanni's business a little later and see what's going on with him. You know what I mean? So I'm going to take some calls. I'm going to go to 1051. Air It Out Radio, what's good?
What it do? We'll give it three. Let's give it three. Fuck with you. Is it birthday? Is it birthday?
It ain't my birthday yet. October 6th, fool.
Oh, okay.
October 6th. You early, but that's cool. That's cool because I'm not going to be on until, wait, am I going to be on again? No, no. I don't think I'm going to be on again before then. Yeah.
No, you know, because 6 days. No, I don't know.
Yeah, I will. I'll be on one more time. I'll be on the first. So you'll have a chance with that.
What's your
opinion on the topic tonight? Do you feel as though you should get permission from somebody to post on your on their Facebook or Twitter?
Well, you know, if they want to limit themselves, they can do that. But I really don't care too much about the permission stuff. And even if they do have it set for private, I'm finding a way to put my signature on their page. So it's not really a big problem for me. You know, so
damn. So you straight disrespect the motherfucker, like you don't care. I love it.
No, I'm reaching out and touching people, you know, like, hey man, why you wanna hate me? You just don't wanna see me, you don't wanna see nobody new or nothing like that. And
you know what, some people just feel like it's their page and they don't want anybody else's stuff on there, you know what I mean? I guess that's how they feel.
Yeah, I can understand that, but it's all in sharing, you know.
It's a sharing thing?
Yes, it's sharing. Why not?
Okay. Right. I mean, I don't see any harm with it, but I know some people are, you know.
But it is a lot of hackers and stuff. That's why some people do set their stuff private. Or can you hack Facebook or something? I don't know.
Yes, you can. I am a victim of that. Somebody hacked my page. So
I'm pretty sure it was somebody you knew that saw your password and they went in like, yeah, we finna hack Fire page. And it's
yeah,
out on radio, huh?
Probably. That's what happens when you go over somebody's house and, you know, like, open up your Facebook and Twitter and forget to log out.
They be
or
on
whatever.
Your back. They be looking over your shoulder and you look behind. They turn around, start whistling, like, all that. You know how it go. You know the ropes.
Yeah.
Make sure it don't happen
again,
you know.
You know the ropes. Right. All right.
Yeah.
So what's going on with Willie Will? Like, we got to get that interview popping. I was trying to hit you up to see what was going on.
Well, I've just been around. I've been busy. I've been dealing with this LAF, Louisiana Finest production, and they was trying to string me along. And I'm like, I already see this because I've been through this before when I was, like, 20, and I helped get the club popping or whichever. you know, and the guy started short changing me on passing out the flyers and stuff. I told him, I was like, man, just give me $5. I'm betting, hoping that he support me like we agreed upon, but I went so low and see what he jumped on, and he jumped on. I'm like, oh, yeah, he willing to play me, you know what I'm saying? What we agreed upon, you know? So I'm like, that was just a little test you put forth to the people and see what they do, and you can predict the future from there.
Yeah, right. It always happens. You always get bit in the ass at least once or twice in the business. So, you know, that was a little bite. You're lucky.
That's a preventative measure to keep that from happening. You know, just go, you know, y'all both agreed on something that's supposed to be happening, and you just go real low and see if they're going to give you what they agreed, both of y'all agreed on, or they're going to give you the low price that you stated, you know, and that's pretty much, that's going to really do everything, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
For the obstacle that y'all agreed upon, you know, so.
Right. Well, shit happens, yeah. You know, that's part of the game. That's part of the game.
Yeah.
So what else is going on with you?
I'm going to get ready to get my 5-disc burner. Get my 5-disc burner and hopefully go get my vendor's license and hit the block with my mixtape. I'm gonna be like MC Hammer Tool at this to quit, you know. Because at first I pushed about 500 copies already, and I'm on the block, people getting mad and stuff, you know, and they like, oh, we ain't selling none of our tapes, you know what I'm saying? Somebody called the cops on me. I don't know who it was. I'm thinking it was my homeboy, Money Mike. You know, I don't know what happened.
Money Mike, stop hating.
Cops rolled up on me, talking about, you got your license? The city wants their money, you know. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm out here, black man, doing something positive, you know. I'm not selling drugs, man. They like, we don't care. The city wants their money. Now, somebody, we're going to give you a warning this time. But next time we catch you doing this, you're going to jail. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
So I'm just laying low, recording and stuff.
You gotta do it right, because you know you got haters, so you know what that means.
Yeah.
So.
That's what I'm doing.
All right. Well, what you got on the music trip, what's popping with that? You got shows?
Well, not so much as shows. I'm still going through all the legal red tape. I started off on SoundCloud, rapping on my little telephone. And I'm like, I'm going to keep on pursuing it and stuff. A lady named Damn She Stick on Twitter, she did a few videos for me. They made me want to keep doing a little bit more, and I keep doing a little bit more. Finally worked up to my own studio, homemade studio, which I can produce quite good quality. And I've been on Reverb Nation for like 9 months, and I done went past so many people, and It's just the beginning for me, you know, getting serious with it, you know, finding out the business.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, give everybody your Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff so they can reach
you. Oh, yeah. It's at WillWill25 on Twitter, W-I-L-L, 25, like Will Smith. And I'm on ReverbNation.com/ B Willie Will, T-H-E, not C, T-H-E, W-I-L-L-I-E, W-I-L-L, all together, no spaces. And I'm on Facebook also, Willie Will, W-I-L-L-I-E, space, put a space right there. You know, we're going out of space, put a space right there for Facebook, and a W-I-L, it's just one L. Like, what the hell, but one L.
What the hell?
All right,
which track you
gonna
get into tonight?
I want to get into that Do the Thing. We could Do the Thing. It probably had those two different titles on it. But yeah, I wrote that for the ladies, you know, thinking, hoping it gives me some play, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, baby, I heard those songs, Do the Thing. We Do the Thing, you know, imagination running wild.
You say Do the Thing or Do It Baby?
No, Do the Thing. Do the Thing. We can
do the thing. Huh. I don't know if you have that one in here, sweetheart. Oh, yes, you do. Yay! Woo!
See, that's work in progress. You the best.
I did. It was really well. Give me throws.
Mr. Chris, yo.
Radio is at Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to all the air it outers that's on the line tuning in. I'm going to run down some of my shout outs real quick. Shout out to McFly, NG, Music Notch, of course, Willie Will, A Dog, Kev Roga, David Shakespeare, and Aunt J Dag. I hope I said that right. Hit Squad, what up, what up? Timbo and Bully Bang, Czars, what up, and Chase Wild and Predator's Ball. That's what I'm going to put out for right now. I got a whole lot more to give shout-outs to throughout the day because I know everybody been, you know, hitting up Air It Out Radio on the Twitter. So I haven't even got to the Instagram tweets because I've been pushing that as well. So shout-out to everybody that's hitting me up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Air It Out Radio. If you hit me up and I'll retweet any of y'all stuff that y'all got going on, y'all mixtapes or CDs or whatever y'all events are, I'll retweet those throughout the show. So if y'all want, y'all can hit me up on Twitter and I'll retweet that. Also, shout out to my boy Jigga. Not Jay-Z the Jigga, okay? Shout out to my boy Jigga. He's actually having an event and I'll post that a little bit later, but he's giving away a $50 Visa gift card. So I'm going to be giving away that today, a Visa gift card, and this is good for anybody, wherever you are. You can be in Tennessee or whatever, Florida, California, whatever the case is. So what you have to do is, he told me to come up with something, and I'm just going to throw something out there. Since October 6th is my birthday, this is what I need for y'all to do. I need the first person that can hit my Twitter up. Y'all listening? The first person that can hit my Twitter up with the following two things, all right? First, you need to tell me what sign am I. My birthday is October 6th, all right? And also, you need to tell me my favorite color. Hit me up with those two things in a Twitter at Air It Out Radio, and you're going to get the first person. The first person, only one. There's only probably the one person. All right? You're going to get a $50 gift card from me. Compliments of my boy, Jigga. All right? So, again, one more time. $50 gift card. It's a Visa. It's good anywhere. Okay? First person that can hit me up with my sign. I was born October 6th. Work it out. All right? My sign and my favorite color. Guess what it is? Hit me up on Twitter, Air It Out Radio. And you're going to get the $50 card. We can send it to you, whatever the case is. It doesn't matter. All right? Because you can use it anywhere. All right. Shout out to everybody that's on the line tuning in. Shout out to Jigga, man. That was a good lookout as well. You know what I mean? I like giving them that good giveaway stuff away. All right? I got my boy Giovanni coming up a little later. You know what I mean? He's going to be touring in France and stuff. We're going to get all up in his business and see what's going on with him and whatnot. Hit up the lines 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk to me. All right, again, October 6th, it goes down, the Air It Out Radio Villa Tour. Shout out to Scribbles. Y'all going to meet him for the first time. That's my Air It Out Radio mascot. And he going to do his little thing, you know what I mean? He going to entertain y'all as well. So shout out to him. I'm really excited about that. Also, come through. Y'all can perform y'all 4-minute clean set. Clean set. And also, y'all can sign up for other events like the Shelton Ham Wall event that I got coming up as well. So we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more and see what's popping. We're going to go to 65, 66. Air It Out Radio, what's that?
Yo.
Yo.
What's up, fire?
What's up, what's up? Who's this?
It's Rand Live. What's up, Air It Out?
Air It Out.
Yo, hurry up. Tell me what's your favorite color. Hurry up. Tell me your favorite color.
I can't tell you. You're supposed to guess and figure it out. I don't know. You little cheater. That was good, though. I almost told you. So, tonight's topic is, in case you didn't hear it in the beginning, all right, do you think that you should get permission from someone to post on their page or their Twitter page or their Facebook page or their Instagram or whatever it is? Do you think you should get permission, or you think it's public? You should be able to post whatever.
Well, do you got to accept people on Twitter and all that?
I think it's mainly just like a Facebook thing, because some people can really just block their pages on Twitter and make it private so you can do anything. But Facebook, you can block too as well. But some people get emotional because they don't want you to post on their page. So do you think that they should be able to post anywhere, or have, you know, or you think they should have to ask permission?
I'm saying, I mean, it's a person paid, so, I mean, whatever they want, for real, I mean, so, you know, like, if they don't want niggas posting shit up on their page, like, I mean, yeah, I mean, basically, it depends on who the person is that owns the page.
Right. Okay. So they can pretty much just, you know, I guess it's whoever it is, I guess they have the option or whatever. You know,
yeah.
You're saying it's to each his own.
Because, yeah, you got some dumb motherfuckers out here, yo. Straight up, man. A lot of dickheads, man. Like, young bulls and all that shit. Young girls, too, man. Like, people just say stupid shit sometimes. You're like, man, I don't want that. I don't want to be associated with no dick face and my boss be on my page, too. Like, somebody just say some dumb-ass retarded shit.
True. Now, see, you are artist. Now, you want to post something on somebody's page like mine, and I'm like,
Yeah,
but, you know, you really want to post on my page, so I'm like, no, I'm blocking you. So, how you feel about that? You feel some type of way?
Like, if I say dumb shit all the time?
No, I mean, you, the first time you post something, I'm blocking you. Like, No.
Oh, so if it is, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I say some dumb shit, if a person say some dumb shit, they dumb as shit. They don't even know they saying dumb shit. So, I mean, I guess I ain't going to feel pressed unless you somebody famous like you. You know what I mean? Like, damn, Wi-Fi don't let me put shit up on a wall.
I'm not famous. I'm a regular
girl. I mean, you know your name ringing bells in the streets, you know what I mean? Be like, yo, I can't put my shit on firewall. Fuck her, dog. She a nut, yo.
She a nut, yo.
Fucking Cosmic Cab and all them motherfuckers. They don't let me put shit on a wall. All I wanted
right?
to do was say I like it in the butt, some shit.
You stupid. All right, so what's going on with you, music-wise?
Yo, I gotta give a shout out to the boy that just went off. Ain't he the boy that do the song and be like, "What's up? What happened? What's up? What's happening?" Ain't that the boy?
No, no.
That's not him.
Hey, wait, is it?
Yeah, that he's from like Houston or some shit.
Yeah,
he's like from those damn south.
Does.
Yo, man,
he
shout out to whatever his name is, yo.
Willie Will.
Yeah, I like that, Joe, man. Like, when I first heard it, I was like, yo, that shit different. But then, yo, I be, like, fucking with my wife all the time. I be like, what's up? What's happening? What's up? What's happening? What's up?
You know what? He do got a song like that, if I'm not mistaken.
That's this shit.
Willie Will, hit me up on Twitter, and we're going to find out if he got that track or not.
Yeah, that's him. Yo, well, what's up with me is, you know, I took the back seat for the last 3 weeks because a couple of my friends, my cousin A-Max, shout out to K-Max, he started putting his posters up for coming soon for his joint called Rounds from the K. And my boy, Known from Known Records, Known Studios, you know, this nigga, we ran through like 600 posters. He got like another 1,900 left. He getting ready for the Puerto Rican parade because his music rap group, they're Latino. So shout out to Known Records. And, I mean, look up for them posters all around North Philly. They called La Familia, you know what I mean? So shout out to them, man. And you know me, I'm going to Houston in a couple weeks. So yeah, I might make your birthday, I might not. My birthday's October 25th. So look, 19 more days, you would have been a Scorpio. But you know, all of us can't be known freaks. But
oh goodness,
it's like,
is
no,
that
but
is that what they say about Scorpios?
No, Scorpio's got a lot of shit with it. There's only a few real popular signs, and it just so happened that Scorpio's is one of them, you know. You know what I mean? But, I'm going to Houston, man. Philly, you know, I'm going to come back to Philly, but I got, you know, Philly, Delaware, and Jersey and all that. I'm supposed to be taking a trip to New York on the 5th. That's why me and Noam, we going out to New York for a little while, getting ready, and then I come back from there, and I'm going to Houston. So, you know, we trying to land some investment money, man, for some of these down south labels. So, you know.
I know that's right.
That's all. We just trying to get some stunt money for you little kitties back here on Air It Out and Philly and all that.
Okay. All right, so what track we gonna get into tonight? Give me your Facebook, Twitter,
who? Oh man, I ain't got nothing but YouTube. Ran Live 215, RANLIVE 215. You know, it shows in the back cave with Funk. I got one video up there, and one of your Sneaker Villa Jones is up there under that. So I stick to the YouTube because I like to keep everything together. You know.
Okay. Okay.
You know I mean, too many hoes was pasting dumb shit up on my wall, and I got married, so, you know, can't be doing that. So, see, that's to the topic tonight. It's just saying dumb shit, you know what I mean?
Stop the wifey. Stop the ruggy.
Shout out to Ruggie.
So, we're getting into?
All right, this All For You song is just a real, you know, real true story about how I met my wife, you know what I mean? And, you know, I'm a little older, so, you know, I do the love songs now. I'm on that love shit. So, check this joint out. I hope all y'all from Air It Out enjoy it. And shout out to everybody on Air It Out, and especially Fire Chick. Yo!
Sometimes when you fall in love, things like you can't get your mind off that person. I don't know about you, but that's what happened for me. Grand Live, Machete King on the feet up. Let's go. My love, I do. Think of me, my love. I do. Think of me.
We met on a Thursday, had sex on a Friday. I fell in love on Saturday, we got booked on Sunday. Didn't call on Monday, but I did on Tuesday and asked you to post my bill like a real chick. Since then you've met more than me than a down ass bitch, but a dipsy dropped on me. I was stuck in the county for 4 months. Since we just met, I ain't think you would ride, but you did. Money on my books, business and shit. Collect cars over stacks, chat about this or that, fantasizing how I would hit from the back if my charges get dropped.
Over the years, I racked up a lot of names. Some people call me
Chick Fight.
That brown skin heifer.
That brown skin heifer.
Brown skin heifer.
That fire chick.
La chica fuego.
That chick
fire.
Brown skin heifer.
That chick fire.
That chick fire.
Fire. Yeah.
The brown skin beauty baby.
Fire.
Fire.
Woo!
But my competition calls me
Bitch.
Air It Out Out Radio is such a fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Rand Live. He's the one who's saying, "We missed you, baby. Yay. Woo." I'm glad you're back on. Hit the website up, airitoutradio.net. Make sure y'all come through October 6th, all right, 1 to 7, 1231 North Broad Street, in case y'all do not know, at the Villa, of course. All right, giveaways, pictures, Sam Juice going to be in the building, Sweet Tooth Pastries. I'm going to reveal my new mascot, Scribbles. He's going to be out there doing his thing. And also DJ Swift, he'll be in the building as well. So this is all new. And I got one more surprise for y'all, but I'm not going to tell you this one because this one is really, really big. And I'm adding this to Air It Out Radio, and I'm super hyped and amped for that one. So only me and my assistant knows. Mwah. That was me. That was my bad girl, you know, like, little scare, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying, damn it. All right, shout out to V, my assistant. Make sure y'all hit her up and show her some love at V Vocal Star and show her some love. Also, too, if y'all want to sign up for any other of my events that's coming up, come through and sign up over there as well. Got the Music Notch. Hit them up for extra promo videos and all that good stuff, you know. But, of course, you got to always promote yourself. Hit them up at Music Notch 1 on Twitter. Check out the website, musicnotch.com, okay? And Fridays, tomorrow night, in case y'all do not know, on City Line Avenue, 4000 City Line Avenue, they got the Kids Can Eat Free. So, you know, go out there, get your grubble and all that good stuff. You know what I mean? So, we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more. In case y'all do not know, y'all just putting in for the first time. Tonight, pop the tears, all right? Do you think that you have to get permission to post on somebody's face? Facebook or Twitter? I don't know. So, we're going to get into that. And let me give a couple more shout-outs really quick because my shout-outs are getting really, really crazy here. Shout-out to Black Ops, V Nova, Christina. Shout-out to you, baby. We Run Uptown, Application, Macy Couture, a.k.a. Diva, and Lady V. Also, DJ Amp, Cuban Da Vinci, Fat, MC Shy, N30, and I got a whole lot more. So I'll say them throughout the show, and it keeps getting longer and longer. So I'm going to break it up here and there. Shout out to everybody that's on the line listening as well, and I'm going to get to you. So just be patient. Press 1 if you want to talk. Hit me up Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram if you don't feel like coming on and you just want to comment to the comment. Okay? All right, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to 7370. Air It Out Radio.
What's good, Fire? What's good with you?
What's good? Who's this?
Not much, man. Yo, what's good, Air It Out Radio Station? It's your boy, Kirk ENT. What's good with y'all, Philadelphia?
We good. So, Kirk. Is it Kirk? No. I don't want to mess it up. So, is it Kirk or is it Curtis?
Curtis.
There you go.
All right,
cool. Because you know I'm known for messing up people's names, you know. Don't pay me no
watch. Look, I hit you on the Twitter for that thing, and I know you're a Libra because my son's birthday is the 21st, so you're a Libra, and then I put red for your favorite color.
Ah, I'm going to reveal the answer in a few. So, all right, so the topic tonight is, I don't know if you got a chance to, you know, listen or whatever.
Right.
It's do you feel as though, you know, you should have to post and ask permission?
I think because of what I do, I'm a promoter, and the things that I put on Facebook, my Facebook is blocked, so you can't even find me unless you know my email to be able to get a hold of me. So I believe that you should have to get permission to be able to post anything on Facebook, because some people post real crazy, retarded stuff. You might get your ex-girlfriend posted stuff on there because they hating because they see you happy, or a hater get on your page and post stuff on there. So I think that you should have to get permission to post stuff on people's Facebook. I mean, because you can, for instance, myself, I get a lot of different new people on Facebook, and sometimes I get blocked for 30 to 60 days.
Woo!
On Facebook. Just for trying to get new friends and inviting people to check out Music Notch. So if I can get blocked for that, I think that people should be able to get blocked having to post stuff on Facebook. I believe you should be able to.
You know what? That's surprising coming from you because you are a promoter. I thought you would have been on my side. Like, you should be able to post anywhere.
I mean, but you gotta understand, it's some crazy people out here. There's haters out here. You know what I mean? So I know that you get crazy stuff on your Facebook every once in a while. You got to.
The only thing that I block is the sneaker stuff. Like, it gets annoying after a while. But even then,
if
you post one time, I don't mind. You know what I mean? Because sometimes I'll post somebody one time, but some people post like 3 or 4 of the same thing.
Or the games, I hate that too. Cause people, and then I got this one thing that I put on there like, I'm not a kid anymore. Please do not post games, or I will delete you as a friend. Like, because I don't play games. I don't go on Facebook to play games. I go on Facebook to do business. Now, it's totally different if it's your family member, but if it's just people on there trying to get you to play a game, like, come on now. I got a 360 and a PlayStation for that.
Okay, good point. Okay, so what's going on with you music-wise?
Right now, I got a new song called Faded. We got the remix for it also. About to be on Coast to Coast Mixtape, the new edition of it. I'm trying to get into the acting thing. Got some new songs coming out with a mixtape. Promoting MusicNotch.com, doing a lot of different things. You feel me, MusicNotch, man? We coming up, man. We got all together. We got close to 125,000 followers, combined with OTC MusicNotch 1 and custom promos. We got a combination of almost 125,000 followers, and that's just in 3 months, which is very hard to do. So we are progressing as a company.
Yeah, shout out to MusicNotch. You know what I mean. They are coming up real fast, so definitely get with them. Definitely.
Yes, shout out to Jay. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just saying shout out to Jay.
Yeah. Shout out to Jay, my boss, and Skeet, the webmaster of all webmasters. Because Skeet, he the man. He does a lot of...
He need to smile more. Skeet be so serious. He need to smile more. Smile, Skeet.
Yeah, smile. He do. He always
so
in the
serious.
Background. Yeah, he is. Jay's the one that talks for us, and I'm the tweet man. You know what I'm saying? I tweet everybody's stuff out, and Jay,
right.
he's the one that gets on the stage and talks for us, because I don't really like to get on the stage and talk about MusicNotch. I just want to do my music whenever I'm at a show or whatever. And Skeet's the web man. He sits in the back and just mugs everybody. You know,
right? Ain't nothing wrong with that though.
And then I want to give a shout out to Air It Out Radio Station, man. Y'all the hottest.
Yeah.
Look, it's rubbing off on you.
I'm a bad influence.
Yo, y'all are the hottest radio station, blog radio station in Philadelphia, yo. I mean, it's plenty of them out here, but y'all the hottest. Y'all help the underground artists, and then you always having shows and helping people out and trying to get them on the... Are you still gonna have the newspaper thing for the
oh,
artist?
Yeah.
Farm?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
So come on, like what radio station does that? Like only Air It Out radio station does that for people.
Of course.
And then I remember when we first started talking or whatever, we got into a little disargument, and then I thought about it like, yo, this woman is helping people out. Let me stop being like this towards her, because one day I'm gonna get on the radio station. But then I realized, like, yo, because I heard a lot of different people talk about you and try to hate on you. Then when I actually met you, I was like, yo, she's cool as hell. Like, why do people feel
let
like
them
that
hate.
About her?
Let them hate. I love
yeah,
it. Let them hate.
Right.
What was that dude name from Coming to America, even though he said, let them wait? Let them hate.
Yeah.
Whatever. I love it though. Listen, it is what it is. Like they try to hate on me, but
you
better join the movement. They better join the movement, like MusicNotch.
For sure. And then also, yo, let me give a big shout out to my boy Bone Beach, you know what I mean? We doing the trap house thing, yo. We got a lot of hits on YouTube, man. If you're trying to get publicity with Music Notch, believe me, you need to also, if you are a battler or a rapper, you need to check out my homeboy Bones Beats. I record all this stuff, all the videos and everything. You need to check out my boy Bones Beats. We will be starting back up October 27th at 808 North 40th Street. Yo, we got a lot of hits on the YouTube. We got
That's his birthday too.
Yeah, that is his birthday. Yo, and it's gonna be hot. We got people coming from Delaware, New York, Philadelphia, Jersey. We gonna be there. We YouTubing everything live. Yo, it's gonna be hot. We getting a lot of hits on the YouTube. We getting haters on that, man. A lot of haters on that, yo. Like, it's crazy how when you try to come up in the world that people want to hate on you because they're not able to do. And this is something that I found out. Your haters are really people that want to be like you and can't do it.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's a hater.
Either that or they want to be down with you so bad, but you just won't fuck with them. You know what I mean? So that's what it's really about.
Yeah, and you won't fuck with them for certain reasons. Maybe they
Maybe
their attitude ain't right, or maybe you know that when they start fucking with you, they still gonna hate. So why even let them? You know what I mean? So that's all a hater is someone that is envying you because they want to either be like you or they want to try to do the things that you're doing, but they can't do it as well as you.
Absolutely. So I bet you anybody that's hating on me, if I was to do something with them right now, I bet you all that shit would be ceased.
It would.
Shout out to my haters, man. Shout out to y'all. Gotta keep it moving. Love y'all. Mwah.
But I love you, fire, man. You is
fire. You know what? You a troublemaker. All right, so what track you gonna get into tonight?
I believe that you have the Faded remix, which is gonna be on Coast to Coast mixtape coming up next month. I believe that's the song that you have. I don't know it for sure. If you have that Faded remix,
I have it.
But I would love for you to bump that. I produced it, my boy. Let me remember their names. Hold on just for a second. Because I got to get this right, man, because you know what I'm saying? And these some cats from the West Coast, from Compton, California, man. I've been knowing them for a long time. He's one of the Dope Ass Music is a part of Blast Your Thoughts radio station. He's a host there. And then we got Freddie B1, and then we got Bugs Bazaar, man. Freddie B1 tore that hook up, yo. You got to listen to him. As a matter of fact, if this is the remix, then it's Freddie B1 on the hook. It's Bugs Bazaar, and then it's my cousin from Kansas City, Missouri, and his name is Miracle the motherfucking General, hot-ass nigga. So, you know what I mean? I don't know which one it is. I don't know if it's the remix or the original. The remix is not going to be on Coast to Coast mixtape, but the original is on Coast to Coast. It's going to be on Coast to Coast mixtape coming out the next month. So it is what it is, man.
All right. Here we go. We're going to get into that joint right now.
For sure.
Get out radio.
Been deserted in the sands, abandoned and left for dead, but my mental never wonder, but the calling of that bass line keep me from going under. I'm faded to own, one with the pavement through gone. I'm not recalling which way up is, but that Remy and that Henny trying to show me what the fuck will I'm on.
I'm faded, I'm on. I'm faded, I'm on. It's Henny and it's Remy got me, Henny and it's Remy got me. Faded, I'm on. Yeah. I'm faded, I'm on. Henny and it's Remy got me, Henny and it's Remy got me.
Y'all, I'm JT.
And you're now tuned in to Air It Out Radio
with that chick fire.
Air It Out Radio, you already know what that chick fire, in case you're a little slow. Anyway, check the website out, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. My cousin Juicy is right here bugging the shit out me right now. You know, she's trying to win a $50 gift card, but she can't win. So anyway, I'm going to announce the winner. I don't have no drum roll, so that was good, as good as it's gonna get. All right, shout out to Nonfiction. He actually got it first. I was looking at the time. You know, actually, Shadow Monster was really super close, 28 seconds. You know what I mean? So I shout out to Nonfiction. He won the $50 gift card. So shout out to him on Twitter. And he guessed that I am a Libra and my favorite color is red. So shout out to him. He always winning some. Last time, I think he won a certificate. No, he won tickets to go somewhere to some concert from, you know, off of Air It Out Radio. So shout out to him. He won again. All right. And for those that do not know, Air It Out Radio Villa Tour is October 6th, my birthday. Okay. And there's going to be a lot of things going on. So make sure y'all come through. 1-7, 1231 North Broad Street, Philadelphia, PA. Giveaways, pictures, all that stuff. Sam Juice will be in the building. Sweet Tooth Pastries. I got Scribbles coming out for the first time. DJ Swift, he's going to be out there for the first time. So it's going to be mayhem. All right, come through. You can also sign up for other events that I have going out there as well in the future. But so come through. And if you don't want to perform, at least come network, because there's going to be a lot of artists there. All right? So shout out to everybody that comes through and checks the Air It Out Radio Villa Tour out. And if you don't know and you've never been, check the website out on YouTube. All right? YouTube Air It Out Radio. All right? And see what it's paying for. All right? Shout out to everybody that's tuning in. I got my boy. No, he's not.
Will you stop interrupting me?
My cousin is a mess. Giovanni's going to be up next. No, he's not. Like, stop interrupting me while I'm on the air. Like, you know, this is live for those that do not know. All right, so anyway, Giovanni's going to be up next, and we're going to get all up in his business and see what's popping with him. Shout out to all the air that are listening online, waiting patiently. I know you're waiting patiently and all that good stuff. Hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Air It Out Radio, and also you can hit me up on Instagram, Fire Chick, that's F-I-Y-A, for those that do not know what's going on. If you want to send me some drops, all right, some music or some commercials of your mixtape or album that you got coming up, send it to airitoutradio@gmail.com. All right, so shout out to, let me give a couple shout outs really quick. Shout out to Public Enemy number one, In the Streets Radio. What's up? Shout out to Manny Mill. He's going to be out there. Shout out to GRE as well. The Trap House Bone Beats. All right. I'm going to come through that event that he got, you know what I mean, on the 22nd? Yeah, on the 27th. My bad. That's his birthday. So I'm going to try to come through. I don't think I got nothing going on. Shout out to PGH Vicious, Diego, a.k.a. Miss London. Lemise London, okay? Shout out to Lou North, I hope I said that right, and Mayor Goldie Wilson, and Space Age J, alright? That's to name a few. And I'm going to get into my Instagram. That's why I haven't got into those yet, so we'll get into that. But anyway, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to another caller, and we're going to get into, hopefully my guest is the one, and we're going to get all up in his business. So I'm going to go to 5030, Air It Out Radio. Let's go. You?
What's
Hello?
What's going on with you? You hear me?
What's going on? I can hear you. What's going
okay.
on?
You know, just chilling, chilling, get ready for this big showcase, you know, I got coming up on the 28th. I mean, for all the independent artists, so, you know.
Well, first time who you are. First time who you are.
Oh, I thought I already did.
Well, you told me behind the scenes, but.
Oh, it's the number one kid, Q and Da Vinci, 6BP, 6 and Belmont Production. If you don't know my name, Google my name, you'll find me everywhere.
Uh-oh. He's talking a lot of ish, ain't he?
I do it for the independent artists, and they show love back. So, you know, they show me love, I show them love.
Right, right. Well, first, let me give a big thank you to you for putting Air It Out Radio on Channel 6 News for people that do not know and have not seen a click. So, thank you very much.
No doubt, no doubt.
Appreciate that.
I mean, we all support each other, I mean, and, you know, you've been supporting me and my team from the beginning, so, you know, it's much love.
Aww. That's what's up. That's what's up. I appreciate that. That was huge to me, so appreciate that. So, go ahead, continue about your event that you got going on. It's a big event and all that stuff.
Yeah, we got, this is second annual year that I'm having an independent powerhouse. You know, because they got the big powerhouse, so we got the independent powerhouse. I mean, for all the independent artists, we got dudes coming from Redding. We got them coming from Coatesville, Philly, New Jersey. So we got a lot of people coming through. So I think it's going to be like 13 acts. I mean, it's a 21 and up event. I mean, it's going to be live. We got a couple bands, but that thing going to be live.
Okay. So
this is a showcase that I do every at the end of the year. And
where's it gonna be out again?
In Ardmore, PA, at the Rusty Nail.
The Rusty Nail. Why does that sound so familiar?
Yes, okay. It's a nice little concert venue they got down there.
Okay, all right. Well, you guys, just send me some more details on it. I'll help you promote it and all that good stuff, you know, because you look out for me and whatnot. So
definitely
give you some love. All right, so I got to hit you with the topic tonight. Do you feel as though you should have to ask permission to post on people's pages?
Oh, man. I really don't care. Everybody always posting on my pages. I mean, like, I always tell people, like, if your stuff ain't hot, you know what I mean, and it's something that I can listen to, I'm not going to listen to it. Just point blank, period. You know what I mean? So you could post it all day. I tell people I got a promotion page called 6 and Belmont Promotions, and I tell people like the page and post stuff on there, and, you know, if you know, if it's something that will grab the people, we'll promote it. You know what I mean? Like, because I think there's, like, you know, there's a lot of people out here, they got a lot of garbage out here. And I think there's a lot of people, you know, scared to say, like, oh, your stuff is whack. Like, no, if it's whack, it's whack. Like, I mean, we're just going to keep it 100.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, so they have to be hot in order to pull something on your page.
I mean, it's not even that. It's the people that, you know, that I'm dealing with. Like, you know, like, if it's hot and it grabs me, I'm definitely going to, you know, post it up. If your words grab me, the lyrics grab me, the beat grabs me, the whole production grabs me, then, you know, I'm going to put it out there. But, you know, if it's some, you know, silly stuff, and I'm like, oh, this joint whack, like, you know what I mean? Then I'm just not posting it up. You know what I mean? You can post it on my wall all you want, you know what I mean? But, you know, I might not repost it. I'll listen to it, though. I'll give you that much respect. I'll listen to it.
Right. Okay. All right. So, you want to give them your Facebook, Twitter, and tell them about your show, too. You have a show on every day, right?
Yeah. I definitely got a show. It's called Live Music 99. We air every Wednesday at 12 p.m. You know, we definitely hold it down for everybody, you know, the independent artists. We spend, you know, upcoming artists, you know, that's out here making noise. And, you know, I try to limit to that, too, because I want to get the artists that's out here really making a mark, you know, the people that's hungry out here. So, you know, check me out every Wednesday on Live Music 99 on Blog Talk Radio. My Twitter, you can definitely find me on my Twitter, CubanDaVinci83. Find me on Facebook, CubanDaVinci45. Find me on Instagram, CubanDaVinci. Everything is CubanDaVinci.
There you go. But you spell it different, though. You spell it with the DV.
I spell it DVENCI.
Yeah. Make sure y'all hit him up. And what's the show again?
Live Music 99.
99. Okay. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter with that, like, link or whatever, so they can hit, you know, and all the Gmail, whatever information, so that they can, you know, I can repost that joint.
All right, definitely.
Okay.
And also, to everybody, if you ain't hear my music is on Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, it's all over the world, so, you know, it's all in them distribution stores. So go check that Da Vinci Code out. That joint popping. I mean, that's something real crazy I put together. I mean, I'm getting good feedback on it. So, you know, definitely something real good that I put together that the people need to hear.
Okay. Now, let me see. Do we got one of your joints in here? That's what I'm looking for. I think I see, I don't think this is you, though. I see Cuban Link. That's definitely not you.
Yeah, that ain't me. Everybody,
yeah, that's definitely not you. I know, right? Listen, I don't know about if your blog does this to you, but, like, after a while, when you got so much music in there, like, it doesn't show everything. And I have to delete people, and people get mad at me, but, hey, I gotta do what I gotta do. You know what I mean? So, but anyway, let me see. Hopefully we'll get into something. All right, let me see. What is this? Gotta Do It? Is that you?
Nah, that ain't me.
No?
Shit. It's probably going to be the interview.
No. I'm trying to think. I hope I can get into something of yours. We're going to see. But anyway, no. I don't think I have anything of yours in here.
Well,
and I know. I think I remember you sent. Not really sure.
Yeah, I did say something, you know, way back. Well, I mean, I got some new stuff.
Oh, was it a long time ago? Was it super long?
Yeah, it was a minute. It was a minute.
Yeah, I deleted a lot. Like, if you don't call up on a regular, I kind of delete a lot of stuff because it be, like, locking me up sometimes.
Yeah, I feel that. I'll be doing the same thing.
Yeah, I don't be having no choice, so I try to leave, like, one track in, but I kind of get outrageous with deleting stuff. I'll just be deleting a whole lot. But anyway, tell them one more time your info, and we'll, and just send something in to me next week.
All right, definitely. Yeah, you can find me on the Twitter and on the Facebook. Twitter is CubanDaVinci83. Facebook, CubanDaVinci45. And like I said, if you go to the Facebook, you hear all my music on there. If you go, you know, check me out on the digital distribution stores, you'll see all my music everywhere. I'm on a Reverb Nation. I'm on Bandcamp.com. And if you want to find my label, because I am definitely looking for artists next year to be on my labels, called Six and Belmont Productions. So check that out.
Right, there you go. All right, babe, thank you for coming through. Make sure you send me that track in so I can get it in there.
Definitely,
for you.
No doubt.
Okay, all right.
All
right. Air It Out Radio with Set Chick Fire. Listen, if there's anybody that's on the line that hasn't been on in a long time, yeah, I might not have it in there, okay? So I'm just going to pre-warn y'all, because sometimes blog gets a little funky and they won't let me scroll all the way down, like, past M. You know, anybody after M, that'll be it. Like, I can't get to anybody, so I have to delete people. So I'm not doing it to be smart or anything. That's just kind of the way blog is. I wish I didn't have to do it, because I hate deleting people. But at the end of the day, like, I can't get to y'all. So anyway, shout out to everybody that's on the line. Hit me up, Facebook, Twitter, Air It Out Radio, and Instagram me, Facebook me, and all that stuff, Air It Out Radio, or Fire Chick on Instagram. I haven't been on there. I did check a little bit, but I'll get to my shout-outs in a few. I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more and try to keep it moving. I'm going to go to 7417, Air It Out Radio.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
What's up? Who's this?
This is L. Midzi. I'm with the team CEE. And I want to shout out Crazy Exclusive, and I want to shout out Jameer, D Nasty, also Youngin. We just young artists trying to make an impact on the world.
Okay. All right. Shout out to the whole C Entertainment.
Yeah, we definitely working. I see what you're doing too, Fire. I like your work.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I want to promote our YouTube page. We have a YouTube page. We do our videos. It's on the Get Back 11. Subscribe us. And we got Reverb Nation, where we dropped a mixtape called The World Is Ours.
Okay.
And we got a mixtape that's coming soon, which is called Homeless Rappers.
You said Homeless Rappers?
Yes, it is.
What's
a deeper meaning
about?
To it.
Oh, okay. Bring it down. Real short and sweet, though. Bring it down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I said break it down for me, real short and sweet.
Homeless rappers basically is we just doing everything on our own. Like, we just started from nothing and we working it up, and we got our own engineering, we got our own video producer, we do our own thing, we do our own tracks, we got our own beats. Everything is us. We try to make an impact on the world.
Alright, that's sweet. Alright, so which
track
we gonna get in tonight?
We got a song called Homeless Rappers that we sent you yesterday.
Yay!
It's under CEE.
Yeah, I got it. So we get to find out what the Homeless Rappers whole thing is all about right now. He said,
thank
yeah!
You very much.
Right? Right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. All right. I'll fill you in now. We're going to get into that door right now. Air It Out Radio.
Stop me, cause I keep going in the studio, everything flowing. made it to something. Life is so good, but it's so hard like the pavement. All you gotta do is take risks like a bracelet. I'm at the top, but I have everybody's debt. I finally made it, it's a new chapter. Like a picture, this moment is finally captured. A new thing to explore, and it's where we live in. A new thing to learn, experimenting. A long lost home, yeah, I'm going the distance. And nothing can stop me, cause I'm so persistent. And I be on my grind, living the hustle. I've never been that type of ball victim to the struggle.
Over the years, I racked up a lot of names. Some people call me
Chick Fire.
That brown skin heifer.
That brown skin heifer.
Brown skin heifer.
That fire chick.
La chica fuego.
That chick
fire.
Brown skin heifer.
That chick fire.
That chick fire.
Fire. Yeah.
The brown skin beauty baby.
Fire.
Fire. Woo!
But my competition calls me.
Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Bones Beat. This is one of his beats. All right, shout out to him. Hit him up on Twitter if y'all need some beats or whatever the case is. He got an event coming up on the 27th. I'm going to try to make it through there, you know what I mean, at 808 North 4th Street in Philadelphia, PA. $5 to get in. So, and actually, that's his birthday, too. So, you know, I'm going to try to swing through and see what's going on with him. Get all up in his business. Let me see. Let me give a couple more shout-outs. Shout out to Lou North, you know, he tried to correct me with it, I had to get it right. So shout out to him. And also Hitmaker, For Real CEO, The Real Nonfiction, shout out to Shadow Monster as well, China XII, and Miss Stone on Instagram, DJ Faraway, shout out to him on Instagram as well. Shout out to Bama, I hope I said that right. You know me, I'm bad with names, so don't pay me no mind. If I said it wrong, please correct me on Twitter or hit me up on by text via text and say, look, bitch, you said it wrong, okay? And then correct me. Shout out to Shauna A. Queen as well. And shout out to everybody that's on the line tuning in. I got to get to some more, you know, shout out. So if I haven't gotten to you yet, I'm coming, okay? Bear with me. So anyway, hit the lines up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk to me. And also, if you're clicking over and texting and all that stuff, sometimes blog tends to throw you out of key. So make sure the lady is telling you you are in host key. So you might want to press 1 again, and the lady will tell you you are in a host key or you're not in a host key. So just keep that in mind as time goes on. So we're going to get into my guest and see what's going on with him. And let me make sure he's on the line with me, first of all, before I even, you know, get all up into that. But October 6th, the Air It Out Radio is on a tour. All right, 1231 North Wall Street. In case y'all do not know, Facebook and Twitter out. All right, it's all over there. You can't miss it. All right, I'm posting it everywhere. On your mama's page, your daddy's page, your baby mama page. I don't give a fuck. See, that's how I feel about it. So you're out of Facebook and Twitter, and if your little name pops up, I'm posting. Just delete it. That's how I feel. I don't give a fuck. Y'all post on my page all day. I look at it. If you don't like it, get off Facebook. Now. Yeah, I said it. Holla back. Fire chick. All right, we're going to keep it moving. If we're going to go to my, I hope this is my guest right here. We're going to go... Shout out to Jersey, they on the line heavy. Shout out to Jersey, in case y'all don't know, that's my home state. And we're going to go to 2739, Air It Out Radio.
Yo.
It's all water.
Yeah, you know what it is. Geo, you know what it is. What's up with you?
How you doing?
You know, I'm back on my feet. You know, I took a little minor setback, but, you know, back on my feet, working harder than ever. You know what I mean? Got the mixtape dropping, Hustle and Ambition. That thing is going to be crazy. You know what I mean? Got a couple labels knocking at my front door trying to, you know what I mean, trying to sign that paperwork with me right now.
I know. So you headed to France in November.
Yeah, I'm headed out there. Yeah, I'm going out there for 2 weeks, just rocking out crazy. I can't, that was like a lucky shot right there, man, because somebody's having a show at TLA, and you know me, I don't, you know what I mean, I network, I run my mouth, and one of the A&Rs is like, rap, I'm like, yeah, so you want head song, got everything right here, locked in, like, no need for that. So I said, well, I see you about your business, and I'm about my business at the end of the day. We both was about business now. I'm about going to a different country to rock out on the mic.
Right.
You
nervous?
Know No, you know me, I do this. This is what I love doing, so it ain't nothing new to me. Just another day of walking the park with sunny, you know what I mean, a sunny day and beautiful trees. That's how I look at it.
Excuse me. Okay.
You
but that's
mean?
Major, though. That's major to go to all different, you know, spot like that. That's crazy.
Yeah, like, I ain't gonna hold you, but he told me, hey, I'm like, you want me to go? Of all people, there's a million other rappers out there, you want me? So, yeah, I mean, you think I'm a single, I'm such a fool with it. That's what kind of, yeah, I mean, set the spark between us and everything. So, yeah,
okay.
I mean, right now I'm working, yeah, I've been working a little deal out with Warner Brothers. I just got it, yeah, you know I mean, signed a couple papers. Yeah, I mean, do my executive.
Okay, you're working.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's through my executive producer, man. Shout out to my brother T. Jones, man. He linked me up, set me in, got me in a good spot, put the good word in. Yeah, I mean, on
yeah.
the low, he wasn't telling me on the low. He was kicking songs up there to him on the low, letting them know what, how I was working, what I was doing and everything.
Sometimes you gotta do that, you know what I mean? In case it falls, then you don't tell them at all.
Yeah, he was smooth with it. He was just smooth with it, but... I mean, the CD's gonna be crazy. It's not my normal sound that I usually have. You know, the aggressive is. It's gonna come with a whole different twist. It's like I'm bringing more people into my world. You feel what I'm saying? What I've been through, how I look at life, how I review my overall everything. You feel what I'm saying? Ain't more so the normal gangster rap talking about I shoot the guns. It's not that. It's just something different. As much as I'm mature over the years, I mean. Different, yeah, I mean, doing a different stage, meeting different people, yeah, I mean, networking so much more, so my mindset
right, you gotta
is a
do something
different.
Yeah, you
feel
got to.
Yeah, so,
yeah.
You know, the mindset of the whole thing is hustling and ambition, it's just a little bit more, it's like, I mean, like, a couple months ago, like, 6 months ago, I was down to my, yeah, you know, I mean, last 50 Cent, now, look, hustling and ambition, I hustle hard, now I'm back up on it, I'm shining.
Okay.
I seen your man too the other day. What's his name? Howard.
Come on in.
Howie. The security guard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he ran up on me. Matter of fact, he ran up on me at the meat concert.
Okay.
Yeah,
he always
yeah,
on his security here.
Yeah. You know him, he's talking about that. You know him. Yo, you got something through here. I'm like, yo, you'll never hit me up, man.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So, So you down with the whole, well, I mean, I know you down with it, of course, but, you know, Bird Ride Entertainment and Records, what's up with it?
We're still moving. Yeah, you know I mean, you know, I still got, you know, I still got my young brother underneath for me. You know what I mean? I've been recruiting more people. I got a couple more artists that has been slowly progressing, but reaching the levels and meeting the expectations they're supposed to meet. You know what I mean? We've been, you know what I mean, producing more quality, better, different music than the normal that we normally would do. You know what I'm saying? More so, we're more on a business tip than more a music tip. You know what I mean? Because the music is always going to be there, but as long as you got your business aspect, can't nobody get over on you, can't nobody get you out of your money, can't nobody take advantage of you as long as you know your business aspect. So right now, we're just more so working on the business aspect of everything for Bird Riders right now.
Right. So as an artist, what do you think the hardest part of being an artist is?
Ooh, that's a good question. About 1,000. To me, as being an artist, a lot of times it's coming with music, because you don't want to do the same thing as the next person. You know what I mean? You don't want to come out sounding like the same person. So it's me.
Right.
I like to sound different. So I like to sit in the studio and figure out, all right, what can I do different than what the last person did?
Would you do a country song?
Then,
I'm saying that's different, right?
And listen, long as they give me some funky drums, I can rock out. So I'm gonna put it like that. Otherwise, I can rock out. Give me my drums, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Actually, I'm actually working on a crazy production with a very older friend of mine. He's a saxophone player. His name is Dr. Rich. He's great on the sax, and man, he was putting together a crazy project, like straight from scratch, like. Him in the booth actually blowing the sax and no samples, like everything straight from scratch. And, you know what I mean? We've been brainstorming, putting everything together to see what we could come with. And, you know what I mean? I got a feeling this project is going to be a crazy project. You know what I mean? It's going to be dope.
So now, like, as an artist, you know what I mean? The more successful you get, the more haters you're going to get, you know what I mean? In the whole thing. Does this scare you like the Biggie situation? Like he was always worried, and even Tupac was worried about their life.
I'm gonna share a story with y'all that's most real. Like I don't know how many artists this has happened. I did a show at Club Blur last Friday. You know what I mean? Me and my team went up there. After me and my team split, somebody stuck me up after the joint. So tell me if it's real or not. You know what I mean? That's all I'm going to say. You tell me if it's real or not.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But, you know what I mean?
Hold up. Now, you know you're a nice-looking brother. You know what I mean? Can't take that from you. Now, do you think that maybe it has something to do with some chicks?
You know, maybe it still runs through my mind. Who's causing it? Because, like, when man was face-to-face, I'm like, of all people, you going to rob me? Like, what you want from me? You know what I mean? Like, I had all my jewelry. I had everything on me. I'm like, what you want? But like they say, man, jealous ones envy, misery loves company. You feel me? So is he mad because he's not doing the same thing I'm doing? Or is he mad because he ain't eating?
Right,
So, but, I mean, let's learn. That's tough. You feel me? Now I'm on point. I told him, listen, I don't trust nobody now. If I don't know, you don't put him around me.
There you go. What's the craziest place you've ever heard your music at? Like, what's the first place you heard it, and what's the craziest place you ever heard your music? Like, damn, that's crazy.
Well, I'm trying to think, where was I at? We was at some bar, and then when I walked in, I'm like, that sounded like one of my songs. And my man kept telling me, like, yo, dog, that's your song. I'm like, dog, that's not my song. I forget what bar it was, but. And, you know what I mean? I really don't hang a buzz, but he dragged me out. I'm like, I'm trying to figure out what bar it was, but I'm like, hold up. This ain't no ordinary bar for them to be playing that song in.
Right?
Yeah, so I'm like, whoa, yeah, okay. It was very awkward, very awkward.
Yeah.
Does it
surprise you about, like, your fans or whatever? Like, anybody come up to you all crazy, like,
Yeah, I was on when Styles P came to Philly. We was actually in a concert, and some boy kept tapping me. So I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to move out of his way. Man, he can't see. Then he was like, yo, you Giovanni, right? I said, yeah, that's me. He's like, yo, dog, I know all about you. Yo, I want to link up with you. I'm like, yo, where you know me from? He's like, dog, I see you all over the place. I see you on the internet. I said, yeah, that's well respect. I respect that. Then I had some other young boy. He ran all the way up to me. He's like, yo, G, I mess with you. I want to get you on the future. And I gave him my email and all that. And I told him, send me whatever you want to do. We can do it. And he did it. And we rocking out to it.
That's what's up. That can be kind of scary when they come up to you and be like, yo, I heard your stuff is up. You know, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, like, sometimes it'd be wondering, like, people walk up to me like, I know who you are. And I'm like, no, you don't know me. They're like, you're Giovanni. I'm like, no. Like, I was coming, matter of fact, I was on my way back to Jersey, and some chick had, she was like, you're that rapper boy, right? I said, there's a lot of rapper boys. She's like, no, you're Giovanni. She said, you the one just got the, she said, you're all over the internet and everywhere. I was like, yeah, that's me. She's like, I respect you. I'm like, well, thank you. I'm like, well, how you know this? She's like, believe it or not, a lot of people talk about you. I said, well, I respect you.
Right. Well, speaking of Jersey, are you originally from Jersey? Because I know you got the Jersey number, but, like, are you from Jersey? Are you from Philly?
Yeah, I'm originally from Jersey.
Okay, Jersey.
Yeah, I'm originally from Jersey.
All right, that's what's up. Now, you got the whole T-shirt line going on, you know, explain that, crystal clear, right? Is that still popping?
Yeah, that's popping. Yeah, right now we in the midst looking for the we're actually waiting for some designs now. I got two different designers that I ran into. They was dope with the design. I'm just waiting for the final, you know what I mean, the final copies of what they bring to the table. Yeah, you know I mean, crystal clear, it was like, so it was something different that I looked at it as, like, my vision, at the time, my vision was crystal clear. Like, when you see things, I say something quotes like, it's all water. Like, who around in America saying it's all water, I'm drifting on them. Like, nobody's saying that. So therefore, like, crystal clear, I was looking at it like, you can see, when you look at the shirts, you can see my ideas crystal clear. Like, you don't have to stop and try and figure out, like, where I'm coming with it, what's my message, you know what I mean? Like, what's my image, straight when you see the whole entire image of it, you know what it is, straight from the rip. So that's why I came with the idea, it's crystal clear. You know
so
what
I'm
mean?
Dripping on them, like, you know, that sound kind of freaky. Maybe I'm perverted. I know, I get it. But
no,
dripping on them. Like, what is that all about?
The dripping on them part is like, listen, when you walk in the building, I mean, automatically from the rip, as soon as you walk in the building, your swag, your style catches people's attention. Now they're trying to figure out who you are, what you're about, what do you do, are you somebody, are you not somebody, like, where did you come from? What part of the city you from? What state are you from? So therefore, you tripping on them because now they're trying to figure out what's your angle, what are you about? You feel what I'm saying? You didn't even have to say anything. Just by people's reaction and their eyesight when you walk in, once you draw their attention and their presence, you got them. So therefore, you dripping on them.
Oh, okay. I get it. All right. That's what's up. So what else you got going on? You got any other things that you want to let everybody know before, you know, you get up out of here?
Well, listen, all I'm saying is, man, I'm willing to, you know what I mean, feature, bang with anybody that's doing anything. Like, to me, there's no such thing as no bad music. To me, there's no such thing as a sucky artist. Everybody has their own point of view. Everybody has their own mindset. Everybody has their own situations they're going through. So, therefore, I mean, each song, concept is different than the next one. So, therefore, I love music. So, therefore, I'm going to bang with anybody who's trying to link up with me. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, I know on top of that, it's all water, and I'm going to drip on them, and I'm going to soak on them. You get what I'm talking about?
So silly. All right, you want to give them your Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff where they can reach
you? The Twitter is, always Giovanni Jackson, Giovanni Jackson. That's the Twitter. It's the same as the Facebook. If you can't reach me there, you definitely reach me on my website, GiovanniJacksonMusic.com. And, yeah, I mean, I got more photos. I got more music that's getting ready to be updated this week. So, yeah, I mean, also my Reverb Nation is Giovanni Jackson as well. So, yeah, I mean, you can reach me all across the board because I answer to all of them.
Okay. All right. So what track we going to get into tonight?
I sent you the I'm a Such a Fool with a joint.
I'm such a fool. Let me see if we got that joint. You know how fire do.
Yeah.
Fire BB having some stuff. And oh, yeah, they got it. Yay. Woo.
Yes. All right. So go ahead and introduce that for me, babe.
This is my number one single, man. I'm Such a Fool with it, featuring my little brother, Top Gunner. Before I roll out, I want to give a shout-out to everybody who's been supporting me since day one. You know what I mean? And you know how we're going to rock out. We're going to rock off to the wheels fall off and the axle breaking the radiant track. You dig what I'm saying? So on top of that, it's all water. I'm dripping on them. You heard?
Lil' Keith on the beat, boy.
Fire, make sure y'all check out the website airitoutradio.net. Hit me up 347-677-1163. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Air It Out Radio, and Fire Chick on Instagram as well. Show me some dirty pictures on Instagram, you know. Sit down like that. Shout out to Giovanni, he came through. Showed us some love. If you want to get an interview with me, or you want to send me some drops or music, send it to itsairdoutradio@gmail.com. That's itsairdoutradio@gmail.com. All right, make sure it's MP3 titled and all that good stuff, so I don't have your shit fucked up when you come on the air. Have the artist name and the title of the song, so we can get it popping. All right, so we don't have no problems with your shit when you send it through. Okay, so we gonna keep it moving. Yeah, I know, right? So we're going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to 7417. Air It Out Radio. What's good?
Hey, how you doing?
What up, what up?
It's your boy, Mizzy, again. I'm just listening in, you know. I'm just doing my work, you know. We working all day, every day, so, you know, I got to stay online.
Okay.
All right,
hold on tight.
I like the music.
Thank you, babe. Thank you. He like, I like the music. So hold on tight, babe, okay?
Okay.
All right. Log be acting up. Made me hit the wrong doggone thing. All right, I'm going to go to, where you at, buddy? There you go. 1876. There
yeah,
you go.
What's
okay. There
I'm
you go.
Chilling.
You're the one. He said, I'm chilling.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
All right. Sorry about that. I had a little... you know, problem with blogs.
Cool. I was
anyway.
Waiting for you. I was waiting for you.
Yeah. So, tell everybody who you are.
Oh, you know, it's Youngin from Steve Beverly, Crazy Exclusive Entertainment, you know. We about to release this homeless rapper mixtape coming soon. You know, it's a movement right now. We're
now,
moving real heavy.
How many is in the squad? Because I know we had
it's
a call
four
earlier.
It's four of us. Four of us.
Okay.
Yeah, you
all
got
right.
Me, which is Youngin. You got Jameer. You got L. Mizzy, who you was just talking to just a minute ago. And you got B. Nasty. And that's all of us. That's CWE Crazy Exclusive Entertainment.
Okay. Y'all sound like y'all so much deeper than that, though. Like,
nah,
y'all
you know,
be going hard.
We just put in extra work, you know. You got overtime grind to get where you want to go.
Right. I ain't mad at that. So tonight's topic is, you know, do you feel like you should post on anybody's page? What's your opinion on that?
It depends on who it is. Like, you can't, like, I mean, I wouldn't just jump on like a celebrity joint just for like post on here, cause it's like, what's the chance of it being there? Like, you gonna be really talking to him? But like, somebody I'm cool with, then yeah, I might write something on that. I ain't gonna write nothing crazy, but you know what I'm saying, I'll write on that kind of.
Right, okay. Alright, so I'm writing on everybody's page. I don't give a fuck. Delete
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying.
You're
like,
they
write on yours.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm
writing on everybody's page. You don't like it, delete it. And, you know, cause some people will hit me up in the inbox like, fire, right? I'm going to take myself out of the link. Like, they be all polite about it. I be like, yo, just delete that shit. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? You ain't fucking nothing I'm doing. Yeah, write on my shit. I don't care.
I'm on there. I'm not playing no games. You know, I'm writing on there.
Right, I'm writing on everybody's page. Delete it if you don't like it. I know, but like, I know. Maybe it's just a disrespectful thing to some people, but, like, you know, so shout out to all the people that take it, you know, to heart. So,
yeah.
Anyway, all right. So, what's going on with y'all? What else y'all got going on? I know he broke down some
well,
stuff earlier.
You know what I mean? We get ready, you know, move and get to this concert. We got the clothing line coming. You know?
Can I get a shirt? Can I get a shirt?
Oh, you know, yeah, you can get a shirt. You can get a lot, you know?
Okay, all right. Giovanni, hit me up with the shirt, too, man. Listen, I'm taking all shirts.
Yeah,
I'm
we
got
the
hoodies and
everything. We coming.
Yeah, the Villa Event, come bearing gifts. All y'all, niggas.
You got to model the leggings for us, you know?
Yeah.
You got to model the leggings. If you're going to model the leggings, we got that, too.
Okay, whoa, what leggings? What you talking about? I got to see pictures of this first.
Regular leggings. Yeah, regular leggings. Yeah,
okay.
Regular leggings. Yeah,
okay.
But you can
just
say
CWE
on it,
you
know?
Okay, yeah, I can rock them.
Yeah. I gotta see what type leggings it is. You gotta tell me about that.
Yeah,
nah,
you know what I mean? Like, don't know stripper joints or nothing. You know what I mean?
No, not no stripper joint. Nah.
Okay.
We don't want the girl like that. We still want them for, like, con and everything. Yeah.
Even though those are nice, those are okay to wear at certain places, but yeah.
Certain places, but not out and stuff.
All right, yeah. I need a shirt, man. Hook me up.
Oh, we got you.
CAA.
CAA. All right.
There you go. Okay. So, the clothing line, and what else you said is happening?
You know, I mean, we're ready to start doing these performances real soon, get there, but, you know, and come up on that mixtape.
Okay.
You know, we up on that piss. You know, the world is ours is on that piss. That's what's on that piss right now. Homeless rap,
ain't there.
I mean, that's what they're going to be looking for since they're hearing about that so much today. But homeless rap is on there. We ain't put into homeless rap right there yet. But it'll be there.
That is too funny, the homeless rapper. Okay. All right, so what track we going to get into with you tonight?
We're going to get in Spring Girl from Homeless Rap.
Spring. Yeah, I know I'm looking for it. Okay. All right, so you want to give me your Facebook, Twitter real quick?
Oh, yeah, you know, Ada Boy Meat. You know what I'm saying? That's my Twitter. You know, check out that BNASC856, L Mizzy underscore, you know, with L underscore Mizzy 12 and that A Jameer 215. We on here.
All right, that is C double E.
You already know how it is when C double E get together. See, y'all make it hard. It just come easy. Oh, this that springtime shit. Oh, excuse my language, mama. Them flowers coming out. Let me see you blossom.
Just so I can meet her, cause she was so
Radio, is that your fire? I'm up here playing around. Anyway, check out the website, air.radio.net. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Shout out to CEE Entertainment. I got smacked upside the head for saying it wrong. So shout out to them. Shout out to my girl, Nina Capone. You know what I mean? You need to give me that info so I can tweet it. You're playing. She got an event coming up as well. When I get the info, I'll try to throw it out to y'all really, really quick. I don't have it in front of me. Shout out to my girl, Angie, repping the West Side. Shout out to Nonfiction as well. Let me give a couple shout outs to my Instagram people that's hitting me up. Official Him Team and Love Life Management, Team Fortune, DJ Far Away, and DJ LW as well. And Miss Mimi Storm. Lord have mercy. Y'all can't make y'all shit easy. Hey, y'all, what happened to the days where people would just be like, pony love? Real simple stuff. Shout out to C's. He got the studio popping. I can't never say his studio name right, so I'm not even going to try to fuck with it. Shout out to High Def. He'll be coming up pretty soon, and he'll probably break that down and everything. Shout out to Team Fortune and Team Dub Mugger. Dub Mugger. Right, and shout out to Rob Diesel as well. That's my baby, 215. What up, babe? How are you? So anyway, October 6th, for those of you who I know, the Air It Out Radio Villa Tour is going down again. All right, from 1 to 7, 1231 North Broad Street, Philadelphia, PA. Of course, all right, I'm going to be revealing my baby, my sweetie, Scribbles for the first time, the Air It Out Radio mascot. Yeah, y'all bitches don't got no mascot. How about that? Smack. To you. Shout out to my assistant V, you know what I mean, holding me down with all a couple things that we got going on as well. She the only one that knows all the behind the scenes footages and all the stuff that's going on. And also too, for those that do not know, Air It Out Radio will be going live. Finally, I know. So we're gonna be going live pretty soon. And at the office downtown on Market Street, you know, on a 36th floor. I'm super excited about that. So definitely fuck with me and, you know, stay tuned because Air It Out Radio is definitely going to go to some, doing some more crazy things. So definitely make sure y'all stay tuned to that. All right. And also, y'all can sign up for some of the events that, you know, if y'all come through the Air It Out Radio Villa Tour, y'all can sign up for other things that's going on. And we'll have some giveaways, pictures, all that stuff. So make sure y'all come through with $5 to perform. And, again, Scribbles is in the building, and DJ Swift as well. You can perform a four-minute clean set. It has to be clean. And bring me a birthday gift, because that's my birthday, too. Okay? So, smack for y'all if y'all don't bring me one, and I will post, and I will pull your card on the next Monday show. That's why I didn't bring me no gift. I take cards, gift certificates, food stamps, debit cards, Visas, you know what I mean? Ace, what is it? What is a food stamp card called again? The Access? Yeah. I take all that. You know what I'm saying? I got a kid. And she eats very good. All right? So I could use the Access card right now. So hit me up. All right? $20. Hey, I'll take that. So anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more and see what's popping. We're going to go to 4055 Air It Out Radio. What's good? You.
And my 40. Definition is high definition HD. What's good, Fight?
What's good, baby? How are you?
You know, a little tired, but I'm up reading my Anatomy of a Business Plan book.
We can't say the word tired here. Max for you.
Why not?
We can't say the word tired. Mm-mm. That's a no-no. You can't say that. Look, if I can't say it, then you can't say it either. Okay.
My nigga,
no, we can't say tired. Where have you ever seen an artist do an interview and be like, or on the air and be like, yo, I'm tired? Never.
Right, I don't got, you're right, I don't. But I see them big ass bags under their eyes, which means the same thing. With
so,
all that
yeah.
makeup with like water balloons under their eyes. Can't help it.
Yeah, but you can't say I'm tired, so we're not doing that. Back to you. Anyway, what's going on with you?
What's going on? Well, you know it's going down October 20th. At Black and Nobel, hosted by me, Fire Chick, music by DJ Turbo, DJ Chabo, Clash of the Microphones, It's $100 to be in the cypher. It's $40 to perform. I'm going to have a professional cameraman out there. The $100 is to solidify your spot to be on World Star Hip Hop. So if you think $100 too much, this event ain't for you. It's $10 to enter. It's from 8 to 10. Get your ass out there if you think that you want to buzz. You know what I mean? If you think this life is for you, you guys better be there.
Damn, he said if you think $100 is... You know what? Just pull motherfucker's car. Motherfucker's like, well, that's too much for me, dog. Yeah. Okay.
Well, this ain't the event for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
let me break it down for them. It's $100 to get in. And what do? They spit in. What are they doing? Just so they
know. It's $100 for the cipher. And the cipher, you get to spit 16 bars. But the cipher is going on World Star Hip Hop. So for those of you that know World Star Hip Hop, you know it's expensive to get on there. So if you think that it costs too much for you to spend $100, well, then good luck and go pay how much they want for you to put your own music on there by yourself.
Damn, you're so aggressive. I love it. Get it.
It's cocky time. They don't respect you. Like Wale said, they don't respect you when you're being humble. They don't respect
you.
Yeah,
that is so true. That is so true, because when you smiling and stuff like, hi, I'm Fire Chick, they be like, oh, this bitch right here. And then when I start smacking motherfuckers, they be like, oh, well, you going to smack me, right? You going to smack me? It's like that. All right, so what's going on with you music-wise?
Musically right now, you know, I just was in New York on Saturday. Shout out to Queen of the Ring. They had a monumental event out there. We was out there enjoying some female MCs get...
They go in.
I'm a fan. Yeah. I was up there like, yo, seriously? I wouldn't hop in the ring.
I'm so mad I didn't go. So mad. I
was talking to a few of them. I got a few of their emails. We're going to do some tracks. Oh, wait. Before I get to anything else, shout out to the Queen of the Ring females for not charging me to do a track with me. And I'm a nobody compared to them. And it's people in Philly that don't even have half the name as them that were trying to charge me up. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Oh, okay. Can we get a name? Can we get a name drop? No?
A name drop.
No name, my bad. Name drop. Who tried to charge you?
Who didn't try to charge me? Who didn't? Niggas ain't start respecting me until I put my video on WorldStar. When they see me put my video on WorldStar, it's like, oh, this nigga serious. I went right past everybody else, and I didn't put no shoot 'em up, bang, bang shit on WorldStar. I put a nice, well-shot video that was directed by me. We put that up on WorldStar, shot by Inferno Productions. And we got, and I believe last time I checked, I was at like 70,000 hits. So.
Wow. Okay. Shout out to Baz Bunny, man. I really wanted to make it out there. Shout out to Mike, our manager. Definitely want to fuck with them. We're going to be doing some things pretty soon, so shout out to them. But, All
right,
so I'm mad
that
I didn't go.
I'm thinking about dropping an EP next year. If I drop an EP next year, y'all niggas are gonna die. Listen, I'm killing all you whack rappers. Like you whack rappers hurt me for the simple fact that, like the boy said earlier, nobody tell y'all niggas that y'all whack. And for the simple fact that you wake up every day and think that you're good, taking up space. Is mind-boggling for niggas like me that can actually rap. Like, we can actually rap. Like, if you wake up in the morning and say you gotta turn your swag on, you're in the wrong fucking field. Bottom line. If you got swag, you shouldn't have to turn it on. It should be on when you sleep. But that's just you. It should be your everyday. That's just your personality. That's just how you rock out. You shouldn't have to make a new personality to shine in front of people. If so, it's not for you. There's nothing wrong with backing up somebody else. That's what's wrong with y'all niggas. Y'all got too much pride. If you're not as talented, you know somebody more talented than you, back them up. Shit, you might have a brighter future being behind somebody than trying to be the star yourself.
You know what? And this is where I come in with the dilemma, because I feel, this is my opinion, and we're going to have to clear this up at my round table that I'm going to be having on Air It Out Radio TV. But I feel like this. For the people that feel that way about, you know, they are the, you know, the weakest link or whatever the case is. And I think I was talking to Isis, the savior. You know what I mean? But anyway, I feel like this. If you feel like somebody is whack, you know what I mean? Instead of calling them whack, why you ain't trying to help them out? It's like, you know what I mean? You kind of part of the problem if you're not helping them out.
you know, instead of saying, yo, you wag, I would never fuck with you, why you ain't sitting them saying, well, all right, look, this is what you need to do. I need to help you out, count your bars, you need to pause there, and da-da-da-da-da, instead of doing that. Like, I just don't understand that part. Why?
Because, niggas, but first of all, we in Philly. Too many people bite the hand to feed them. That's the first thing.
Mm.
Secondly, this market is over flooding. Like, it's a rapper every 5 footsteps I take outside. Like, it's a new rapper. Yo, you heard the ball? He spit bars. He hot. Listen, like, everywhere I turn around, like, they're so busy. They're so mind controlled by the industry that they think that just anybody can be a rapper. Even the whack rappers in the industry, I don't call them whack no more because I pay attention to what they do, and they're good at what they do. Like, there's a lot of rappers here that's just corny, period. Like, they're just ass. Like, when I listen to your show, if it was my show, that shit wouldn't get played. Unless they're paying me money to play the show, I wouldn't even play that shit. Like, seriously.
Whoa.
And somebody might listen to my track and be like, oh, he was talking shit. He not that hot. No, that's because you want to listen to my track and critique it because I'm talking
shit. At the end of the day,
now.
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion because people said Soulja Boy was corny and he's making an arm and a leg right now. So
well,
he got rejected off.
But he's not really corny, though. He can't rap, but he can make a song.
To some people, he is corny, though. He's corny to some people.
They don't know how to respect music. They can't respect music. When you get deep in the music, you respect somebody for what they do. It might not be your type of music, but you can't disrespect somebody for the type of music that they're doing, especially if they winning at it. He made catchy ass hooks. He ran with the catchy hook phase. Everybody was into that shit, which they're all doing now. They upgraded, but it's still the same bullshit. Yeah,
okay.
So
is this hold on. Is this not PSP when you don't support another rapper? Because if you're saying that another rapper is corny, that's not PSP, is
that PSP? But listen though, it's called being honest. I'm supporting you if I'm being honest with you. That's me being real with you. If somebody else is coming to you like, yo, yeah, you good, and you're
really
corny,
constructive criticism. Is it constructive criticism? You corny?
I wouldn't say that it's not support. I support anybody that's trying to do something, but I feel as though some people need to really try to find themselves. You know what I mean? Like, I don't wake up and rap because I want to be on TV. I want to be a star. I wake up and rap because it's one of my many talents. And being I'm a businessman, that'll give me the platform to network. That's an open field to network. Because once you get seen, now everybody knows who you are. What's a better network than that? You understand what I mean?
Ooh,
so that's why. That's
I
why
am
I
touching buttons
to
tonight. I'm touching buttons, but you know what?
That's
a discussion that we definitely gonna have to hit on at MyAir.TV. So, you know, look forward to that in the future. But you got anything else you want to break down and let them know about?
October 20th is going down. Black and Nobel. You need to be there. If you're not there, kill yourself because you don't want to buzz. It's at 90% of your rappers on the phone right now and go on World Star Hip Hop probably every day.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to go on there one day and see yourself on there, because you go on there and look at everybody else, it should make you feel good. It should give you the motivation to want to do it. Like, and if you're going to do it, how about this? You know what? I'm not going to say that if you're whack, you should quit. If you're whack and you want to rap, at least try to master being whack. Like, find a lane inside of that people can connect to. Because, like I said, there's still rappers out here that can't rap, but they can make good-ass songs. So, you know what I mean? Like, find a niche for yourself. Like, take it serious. Because, like I said, there's an overflooding market, and there's a bunch of rappers that's not taking it serious, but they're cool with everybody, and they write a rap once a month and shit. It can just get on everything because of who they
right.
know.
Right.
All right.
He going in high definition. For those that don't know, hit him up on Twitter and all that good stuff. What we getting into tonight, babe?
At @HY_DEFF. Honestly, I don't even know what I want to hear.
You know
and
what?
I know you probably going to pick no, because you want to hear that nasty-ass song.
It's whatever you want. It's whatever you want.
Matter of fact, you know what? I want to hear Love Me Some Polo. I ain't hear that in a long time. This joint
Love
is about
to take
Polo. We got on there? We got it's Gilly the Kid on there. My man Dre Stacks in the first verse is on the hook, and I'm on the second verse. You know what I mean? It hit me up. However y'all feel about me, I like criticism. I'm like everybody else. Like, listen, you don't like me, tell me. I'm not gonna hit you back stalking you the fuck out. No. If you don't like me, tell me what you don't like about me. But you better be able to tell me what you don't just say, I don't like you. No. Tell me what you don't like about me.
Alright, there it is. High definition, baby. Let's go.
You listening to surround sound.
My nigga HD, high quality rapper. It is what it is. Holla at your boy. Philly, stand up. Jersey, stand up. The whole Delaware Valley, stand up. We're putting our niggas on pedestals, nigga. Oh! Woo! Trying to get this money this year, baby. Yeah!
You liking what I'm rocking? Haters mad cause they can't cop it. Bags full of that low shit whenever I go shopping at Polo. Yeah. I love me some Polo. Yeah. Damn, I'm feeling real lucky in that shirt or in that rubby. It don't even matter cause all the girls still love me that Polo. Yeah. I love me some Polo. Yeah. You liking what I'm rocking? Haters mad cause they can't cop it. Bags full of that low shit whenever I go.
Whenever I am pivoting, I be horsing like the ball game, killing shit. Looking at you, hate my style. You brothers be sensitive. A model in that Ralph Lauren. You can tell me apart from them. Yeah, I be throwing up on that green wear and polo ball. Truck a hat, cardigan. Baby, you have met a ball. I'm smarter than a fifth grader. My sweater is soft. Ha, they so off. Try and get on. Low wardrobe. No Carlton, no sick Kyle. If I was you, bro, I would sick Kyle. Cause of my style, I'm on her mouth, no lip balm.
You liking what I'm rocking? Haters mad cause they can't cop it. Bag full of that low shit whenever I go shopping at Polo. Yeah. I love me some Polo.
Uh-huh.
Damn, I'm feeling real lucky in that shirt or in that rubby.
Ready.
It don't even matter cause all the girls still love me that Polo.
Yeah.
I love me some Polo. How you feel? I got my fofo. Bitches bouncing on my thick logo. I could get your niggas to a brick for the lodo. Horse on my logo. Yeah, I do the polo. But I'm not out of hand with it. No, I ain't Rodo. Horse on my hood. Them bitches hopping in. I spent some Benjamins on that Ralph Lauren. Purple label. It cost the stack. We rock that real shit. You niggas wear that shit. You like it when I'm rocking? Haters mad cause they can't cop it. Bag full of that low shit whenever I go shopping at Polo.
Yeah.
I love me some Polo.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm feeling real lucky in that shirt or in that rubby. It don't even matter cause all the girls still love me that Polo.
Yeah.
I love me some Polo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love me some Polo too, nigga. Shout out DDK, shout out Dre Sack. I was just down at Sack Fist looking at this polo code about the cop, nigga. Sack, nigga! It is what it is.
Air it out radio, it's that chick fire. Damn, hot Jeff. Okay, it's like that. He running it. Yo, we gonna have to definitely hit that topic up next week, okay? We're going to have to touch that topic next week because it's emotional. I see it's shaking at the Twitters and the Facebook. So we definitely going to hit that up. So, you know, definitely tune in next Monday for that one, all right? So anyway, shout out to everybody that's tuning in so far. Hit me up, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all that good stuff. And hi, Def is a mess. All right, so anyway, shout out to LaDonna Coma. Shout out to Sharp Jewel. I think that's what it is. And Nico Music, Dub T, what up, what up? All right, Nitrous, and N30, All right, Ballaholic. All right, shout out to them. It's hitting me up. I haven't hit my Instagram up to see what's popping over there. And check the website out, airdoutradio.net. All right, 347-677-1163. I know everybody anxious to get on. I'm coming. Relax, okay? And if I don't get to you by tonight, you got a track on me for next week, or, you know, we'll work something out as far as an interview or something like that. Whatever the case is, we'll work it out. All right? You know, I try not to leave nobody behind, you know. But anyway, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to 7915. Air It Out Radio, what's good?
Yo, what up?
What up? Who's this?
Time Fiction, a.k.a. Poppy Nonsense, a.k.a. 100 Bars a Day.
100 Bars a Day?
Yeah, when I did my first mixtape with Blood Money, True Shall Set You Free, I wrote 100 bars every day, and I kept the hottest bars, and I made it my mixtape.
Okay. So, congrats to you. You won the gift card, you know what I mean? Shout out to my boy.
Yeah. That's what's up.
What you gonna do with it?
ASAP. Honestly, I'm gonna go get some CDs and cases for my new mixtape. That's all I do is put money into the work. So I'm gonna go get some more cases and CDs. Underrated Legend. We dropping it official be the 18th of October, but we got a little leak that we doing where we gonna give copies out to all the supporters who come out for the Jadakiss show, and that's this Friday.
Wow, Jadakiss is coming.
Yeah, okay, Club 1800. You know, we doing the joint with Forefathers Entertainment, Riley. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them, but they did a couple shows at 1800. Brought a couple names to the city, so we gonna be playing the singles all night, and we gonna have the mixtapes on deck. We got two joints with We Run the Streets that we gonna have in there too. Me, AK, Jadakiss, and Styles P. Streets on Lock 11, and then it's a new DVD called Visual Grind, and I got three of my videos on there, Maria Sanchez, Used to Be, and Throw 'em in the Ditch. Come out there. Yeah, that was
Now, hold on. Is Maria actually a girl that you used to fuck? Like, let's keep it out there. Let's put it out there. I'm nosy.
Actually, there's a lot of twists to that story. The full story will come out by the time the whole series is done, but it's actually three. Three videos. I'm not gonna give up no tapes. It's three videos, and y'all gonna see the next two. It turns more so into a movie on the next two.
Why three videos?
Because it's a long story. Like it's an interesting story. Like it gets serious. Y'all gonna love part two. Part two gets serious. But shout out Damon Jamal. We working on the treatment right now, trying to make it right. I gotta fly him all the way out from Hollywood again and come off that chicken. So right now we grinding, getting ready to move these mixtapes. So we gotta put the bread together for that next move.
Okay. All right, so you got the whole thing popping off on Friday. And what else is popping off? What's up with the whole Blood Money thing? The whole situation with that?
We got the movie soundtrack. They're gonna start shooting that, I believe by January they're gonna start shooting the movie for Supreme McGriff. Shout out to Wise McGriff, Def Jam. He hooked us up with that. And other than that, you know, everybody got their solo projects getting ready to drop. I'm starting off with the Underrated Legend, October the 18th. Y'all come out, get the sneak preview this Friday, 1800 with Jadakiss. And then Natalia, our first lady. I'm not sure when she's dropping her project, but I know it's going to be before the year is over. That's Devil in the Red Dress. And then IRS got the Heat Wave mixtape about to drop in November. Me and AK did a collaboration called No Competition to kind of cross-promote our two mixtapes. and we did some good features. I got a song with Santos. We did one with Miss Porter. Shout out Miss Porter.
Me and
De Niro. Yo, Miss Porter crazy too. She went off on that track, and she gave us a crazy little drop.
Okay.
So, yeah,
let me ask you this: like being in a group or whatever, like so y'all in a group with all the dudes or whatever the case is. Well, I ain't gonna say group, but y'all fellas all together. Now, how do y'all distinguish who's gonna fuck with who as far as bra wise? You know what I mean?
Female.
And how do y'all do that? Like, yo, I gotta. No, I gotta. Like, how do y'all do that? Like, do y'all? No, it's your turn. You go.
Well, no, actually. It's probably usually when it's business, like if it's somebody that's on the team, we don't like to mix business with personal, so you know, won't nobody go in on that level unless somebody being a snake. But as far as females, it's enough to go around, it's enough for us. I mean, all of us ain't single anyway, so we kinda take one for the team and line it up for the team, but you know, it's just there's too many of us for that to be an issue.
Right. So, are you single?
Not at the moment. I'm doing my thing.
I'm glad you admitted that, though. I'm glad you admitted that. That's good.
Yeah,
yay!
Yeah, you know. I got a girl, two youngins. You know,
aww.
I'm trying to break the cycle. Cause, you know, Pops had 16 of us. So, you know, I'm still meeting brothers. Like my brother Ro, CEO of Pure Punishment, I met him like 2 years ago. Like when we first really got the movement popping. So, you know, I'm still meeting.
16 kids?
Yeah, 16. So,
you know, that's a lot of kids.
Yeah, Bob Marley with it.
Wow, I know.
Yeah, I'm excited about the solo projects. Like, so far, we're coming out with a lot of nice records. We've been getting good feedback at the shows we've been doing so far. And ATL.
Shout out to Louis.
Shout out Louis Salido, man. True Unity Productions.
Man,
I got a little right
over
for him right now. I'm putting pressure on him right now. He got to give me more paid shows, man. There's too much going on out here. Like it's too many promoters out here that's trying to get over, you know. Like we had a couple clubs that we went to where they paid somebody to come out as a major name and they had their event and they had less than half of the crowd that we brought out when we came out for free and paid for all our artists to get in. So right now I'm putting the pressure on him and he's working hard. He set up a little tour for us that we're doing with Gilly. October the 18th, we at 1800. Then October the 19th, we in Baltimore. And then I think we're going to Harrisburg and beginning of November. So, you know, we setting up a couple things. But, trying to get some of these promoters to realize that it's new up-and-coming artists that's really putting on for the city a little bit
right.
more.
That's y'all moving. Y'all moving.
So,
like,
they,
yeah, exactly. Okay, Louis,
you got
your foot on his neck.
Yeah, but he working hard. He going in for me. Like, he getting me affiliated with a lot of hard working artists. Like, I got drops from PD, Things, Freeway, Meek, Cass. Like, we done did shows, network, did songs. I got a new joint with Black De Niro. Actually, what Hot Duff was just talking about was ironic. We just did a song called Everybody's a Rapper. And it was the same thing. It's not really talking about how corny niggas is that are rapping, but just the fact that almost everybody's trying to do it and a lot of them aren't taking it serious. Like, if you're taking it serious and you're just not as good as me, I respect you. But if you're somebody that really don't take it serious, you just want to hear yourself and you're going around telling everybody you this and you that, you don't have no work ethic and you don't really want to do it, you're just taking up space, then it's like, all right, why are you doing it? You know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
So, we got a record.
Another one. We got another one.
Yeah, Like, if you're expressing yourself and you're like, yeah, I'm just doing this for fun, then that's what it is. But if you're somebody that's like, yo, you got to check this out, this, this, and that, I'm hot, and you extra arrogant and cocky, but you're not really trying to put your all into the craft, it's kind of disrespectful to people that actually take it serious, you know?
Right. Yeah, I get it. So. I get it. Okay. So shout out to the whole Blood Money Entertainment for Punishment, all that good stuff. You got anything else you want to add?
Man, follow me on Twitter at Nonfiction100. Right now we got the Maria Sanchez Twitter. Y'all can follow her at I Am Maria Sanchez. It's the Artist and Music Awards. They nominated me for Best Video for Maria Sanchez and for Best Underground Hip Hop Artist. Artist in Music Awards. So it's www.aimusicawards.com. Any of my supporters that's on the line, you want to log in and vote for me. Any of my haters on the line, you want to log in and vote against me. You know, either way, you know, hop on the website, www.aimusicawards.com. And, you know, vote for who y'all think is hot. Because at the end of the day, it's the people. You know what I'm saying? It's not us.
Okay. All right, so what track we
going to
get into tonight?
I know I done sent you the new stuff a couple times, but I thought you got it on the board. Did you get a chance to upload the new stuff? Bandwagon, Legend in the Making, Money in My Hands, any of those?
I don't think you sent me that stuff.
I sent that stuff to you.
Mm-mm. You haven't said anything in a while.
Look, I sent it to you when I dropped the Maria Sanchez video, and then I sent it to you again earlier today, just in case you would have it for next week.
If you sent it for today, it's definitely in
there. I know I sent it to you, but that's for
I got No Sleep, Maria, and Painted to the Floor, Raw. That's what I got here.
Man, all right. Well, I guess since we got the video on YouTube right now, we can run with that Maria Sanchez. Y'all follow the story. Follow her on Twitter at I Am Maria Sanchez. And if y'all like the video on YouTube, then hop on the website, vote for me, www.aimusicawards.com. And everybody that's on the line is trying to get it in this weekend. I'll see y'all Friday at the Jadica Show. Club 1800, 1850 North 5th Street, 9 o'clock. Be there. It's going to be crazy.
All right, there it is. Nonfiction. Maria.
Get it. Get it.
You say you should never judge a book by its cover. Too bad they never told me not to skim through the pages. I never thought it would end this way. Yeah. Maria. It's kinda hot, I'm thinking we should stop. It's getting late, I'm looking at the clock. I make it home and the door is locked. And on the porch is an open box. I see a watch and a broken chain. An old picture with a broken frame. She took the place of the one I love. And I don't even know her name. It started with a simple what's your name. Bought a drink and told the bartender to keep the change. Stood out from all the other women, it was kinda strange. It was something about this woman that was not the same. She hesitated with her name two times over. I ain't paid no mind, I just wanted to know her. She wanted to see the world, I told her I could show her. The crazy thing about it, I barely even know her. She told me stick around for a while. Cause honestly, I really like your style. Let's go out and have a meal, we can split the bill. Hit me up later, maybe we could chill. We had a set of rules, but they was all broken. The whole book, Maria had me open. I was like, damn, you hit me with the potion. Got me thinking about you, Frank Ocean. It's kinda hot, I'm thinking we should stop. It's getting late, I'm looking at the clock. I make it home and the door is locked. And on the porch is an open box. I see a watch and a broken chain. The old picture with a broken frame. She took the place of the one I love, and I don't even know her name. I was backstage chilling with a couple freaks. First time I heard from her in a couple weeks.
Hello?
She said she missed me and all that. I told her she could miss me with all that. She sent a text that was good, baby, call back. I replied, look, maybe we should fall back. She replied with a smile, said, meet me later. Same place, same time, by the elevator. I'm thinking this could be a lot of trouble. She got a couple things buried up under the rubble. But I couldn't avoid her, it was something about her. She was like water, I couldn't do without her. I'm trying not to look into her eyes, cause she'll attack me and I'ma be down for the ride. It was more than lust, it was something deeper. Hold up, slow it down, I gotta take a breather. It's kinda hot, I'm thinking we should stop. It's getting late, I'm looking at the clock. I make it home and the door is locked, and on the porch is an open box. I see a watch and a broken chain, an old picture with a broken frame. She took the place of the one I love, and I don't even know her name. She had me singing about her, Maria, Maria. I blacked out when she gave me a cup of sangria. I woke up in the wooden chair with my hands tied and said, Maria, why? She cried and replied, my name is not Maria. I'm wanted in my country. They sent me just to get you. They knew that you would want me. To save my daughter, I would have to get to your connect and murder you. That was the only way to pay my debt.
Wow.
By the way, my real name is Carla. I'll be on the plane back to Mexico tomorrow. She looked me in the eyes with a finger on the trigger and said, I loved you to death. You was my fucking nigga. Damn, I should've known not to get involved. But Maria was a problem that I couldn't solve. I wish she would've told me. I probably could've helped. But it was bad karma. I brought it on myself. I told her when she could find a sash, make sure my kid's straight and you can keep the upper hand. She said, I can't do it, I'll be on my own. Without you in this world, I'll be all alone.
Damn.
Felt the feeling I ain't never felt. She said, I don't wanna be with nobody else. Turned around and set the picture down on the shelf. And suddenly she turned the gun around on herself.
Over the years, I racked up a lot of names. Some people call me
Chick Fight.
That brown skin heifer.
That brown skin heifer.
Brown skin heifer.
That fire chick.
La chica fuego.
That chick
fire.
Brown skin heifer.
That chick fire.
That chick fire.
Fire. Yeah.
The brown skin beauty baby.
Fire.
Fire. Woo!
But my competition calls me.
Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up 347-677-1163. If y'all want to fuck with me, we can do a whole nother hour. I got a lot of callers still on the line. I set another show right after this. So if y'all want to fuck with me and y'all want to stay on and ride it out with me, I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? It's up to y'all, you know, so I'm going to keep it moving. Air It Out Radio. Hit the lines up. 347-677-1163. We're going in overtime. We did it like a couple weeks ago. We're going to do it again. If y'all rocking with me, I'm going to rock it out too. I ain't got shit to do. It's going whatever, whatever. October 6th, it goes down to Air It Out Radio Villa Tour. All right. 1231 North Broad Street. 1 to 7. Make sure you have your ass in with your good clean drawers on. Okay. And shout out to GRE. He took off his shirt last time, so hopefully maybe we can get that again going on, okay? Yeah. you know, I'm a pervert. I can't help it. I'm saying, though. Like, that's the most action I'm seeing right now. So, anyway, shout out to all the Aerodynamics that are going to be tuning in and coming through and all that good stuff, Facebook and Twittering and all that stuff for right now. So, I really appreciate all y'all tweeting and retweeting. So, I don't want y'all to think that I don't. So, shout out to everybody that took the time out to retweet everything for me, and I appreciate it. And I try to retweet everything that y'all send to me or if I catch in my glimpse. Or whatever the case is. So shout out to all y'all. And shout out to my boy Scribbles. He's going to be coming through. That's going to be the Aerodynamics Radio mascot. So make sure y'all show him some love. He's going to be doing his little 1-2. So excited about that. So that's going to be my little baby right there. And I do have another little secret, but I'm not telling y'all about it. Y'all just going to have to come through and be a part of history. That's basically what it is. Shout out to Villa for giving me the opportunity to do a lot of things with them. Also, too, shout out to Villa for joining me with my new project that I have coming out, which is called Eat Right, Think Right. You know, it's encouraging the kids to eat one healthy meal one time a day for 30 days. And, you know, I'll be giving away $500 to a lucky family. A lucky family for completing the whole project. You'll see a little bit more as things go on and the whole process of that. So I'm really excited about that, and shout out to Shamara. She's involved as well. I got her down with me, so shout out to her for, you know, even being a part of it. So you'll see more. Right now, it's still in the early stages, you know, the first trimester, as we will say, the first trimester of the whole situation. But anyway, shout out to everybody that banged with me and all that good stuff. Shout out to Nonfiction, Dimitri. Demetrius, I think that was his name that hit us up earlier. CEE Entertainment and Cuban Da Vinci Curtis ran live. Willie Will giving thrills. Willie, you never hit me back to let him know if that was the track or not. I think that was his track, though, if he listening in. But shout out to him also, too. And High Definition, who started up a whole bunch of trouble on the line. Shout out to King Ant. What up, what up? Shout out to Nina Capone. Nina, I'm still waiting on the information. What you doing? Max to you. Yeah, I know. I'm telling them to calm down. Yeah, they're going to calm down. They know what it is. Shout out to Norm. You know what I mean? He got the whole rap battle in New York as well. That's my baby. Shout out to him. And shout out to For Real CEO. All right, what up? How you doing? And shout out to my girl Monique. What's up, baby? You the first time? First time tuning in? I hope so. I hope you like the show and all that good stuff. So shout out to you. All right, we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more and see what's popping over here. We're going to go to 0467, Air Out Radio. Lola, who it is? 0467, what's good? You sleeping over there? You. All right, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to get this New York caller up at 2776. What's going on? Hello? Y'all sleeping over there. All right, listen, y'all can always go to the archives and check the archives out, you know, because I do be calling y'all number, so y'all got to pay attention. I know y'all be clicking over and texting. I'm going to go to 1910, Air It Out Radio.
What up, what up, what up? This your boy Dante Diesel, Illadel Styles, in the building.
Fire! Woo! What's going on?
Oh, man, I'm sitting here contemplating a lot of moves that I'm making right now, and I know you would be the first to tell me, no, niggas rocks out with Dante Diesel, niggas rocks out with Illadel Style, but after hearing the last comment that was online, I really kind of believe that people are sleeping on the movement, and yeah, I'm really believing that because I see a lot of showcases go up. And I never get those calls that be like, yo, you want to be down with this situation? Being as though I could probably be one of the biggest investments in the situation, I really never get those calls. I really never get that call to be like, yo, I'm doing this event. You know what I mean? You want to be down? I never get that.
Well, in anybody's defense, I will say this, though. I will say this because there's been a couple of times where I've thrown people your way. Like, hit up Dante. And the first thing they tell me is that you be busy.
they will say that all the time. They be like, yo, he be busy, he be doing a lot, and you know what I mean? So that's what they kind of say. Now, whether you are, I'm just saying, I mean, I be throwing people to you, like, yo, go to Dante.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. When you talk about business, something big like that, you know, a phone call or leave a message. I never leave. No one leaves a message. Leave a message.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm that busy, leave a message. I always check my texts and I always check my emails. So, I mean, if DJ Cafes can get through to me, I mean, we got over 300 DJs on list. If they can get through to me, anybody can get through. It's just that nobody leaves messages. And if you're really talking big business, then that's what you need to be doing, leaving a message for people that you can really network with and really make something happen. So I don't know. I'm just kind of feeling the last call a little bit, how, you know, people just kind of just everybody
skipping
just
over
the game. Yeah, well, you know what, skipping over, I ain't even really worried about that. You know me, I make moves anyway. But I'm just talking about, like, you know, just...
Well, I'm not sure if in his defense, I mean, do y'all really know each other like that? Like, I don't know if y'all really know each other, do y'all?
Who are you talking about, High Def?
Oh, you talking about High Def? The last caller was Nonfiction.
Oh, I ain't talking about Nonfiction. No, that's my man. We live in the movie. No, Nonfiction. Blood Money is in the movie. No, we ain't talking about Blood Money. Blood Money, good money.
Oh.
Thank you. We see each other all the time. We good. I ain't talking about Blood Money. No. Because
okay.
Anytime I call them, they always on board. They always on board. I ain't even worried. I ain't talking about that. No, I'm talking about how I was still at High Def, what he was saying, like how people just jumping in the game just to be jumping in the game, and then they make these moves, and they the best. And I'm just kind of feeling what he was saying. Like, it was kind of crazy he said that, because I was thinking the same thing. Like, you know what I mean? All these newcomers come in the game, but, like, they not respected, you know what I mean, just people playing and how to build they craft, and it just makes our city just look so not with it when it comes to the business sense of the game. You know what I'm saying? So,
right. Do you think it's a city thing, or is that just in general? Because I think all artists.
I think it's a lack of knowledge thing, and I think our city is like you said, every corner you turn is a new rapper somewhere. And I just think it's a lack of knowledge thing, but in that whole sense, in that whole breath, that thinking about it, I'm thinking about doing an event at the TLA. So that'll be coming very soon. You'll have more info as we go on. I really think to showcase DJs and bring out some real people that's been doing this for a minute and show you what showcases is all about, not just coming on stage rapping, but actually do a show. So that's coming up soon. Also, the movie, obviously, I told you October, so this month is coming up. You'll be having more publicity promotion about that in a minute. So we're going to do the movie, and then after the movie, 2 months later, we're going to do the TLA thing. And I'm really moving on this because I kind of see people doing the situation and really not giving back to the people. You know what I'm saying? Like, really giving them a show to really spend your money. I mean, if you're going to spend a dub to come to a show, please let it be a show and not just the same thing I can see if I go to the bar. So that's where I'm at with it right now. I'm kind of feeling like I'm feeling myself right now. I'm almost feeling like Benji. So I'm almost feeling like Benji when he gets up on this joint. Would he be snapping out?
Benji Jones, my baby. Benji Jones. You know what I mean?
I'm not going to be as arrogant, but I'm just going to say that sometimes that when you got bets in the game or whatever the case may be, sometimes it's good to reach out because you never know what you can receive when you do that. So at the end of the day, if you really want something, you'll do what you need to do to get it done. So I'm seeing these events pop up all over the place, and I said to myself, you know what? I think I need to make some bigger moves, and that's what we're going to do to end the year for the fourth quarter. We're going to end it with big, and then we're going to start off big. I got some good things coming in the first quarter for the city, for my team, everything that's going on. The new album is doing good. The Underdogs, we just came from D.C. Reese said he was up on here last week, and I missed out. I was mad about that.
What was that?
Yeah, but you know, Reese said he was on the line. I think it was. Yeah,
it was Paul Banger. Yeah. It was Reese. Yeah. Paul Banger.
Yeah. So you know, what I mean, what we gonna do? Like I said, we just came from DC. We going back out there. We got a showcase out there October 13th. So
It's a lot of stuff going on. And then, you know, we got to be at your joint, you know what I mean, and promote you and everything you doing, you know.
Yes,
so.
Not there, you getting a spanking.
Oh, you know what? I ain't trying to get, I mean, it's good to get a spanking from you, but
yeah,
I ain't trying
yeah.
to get a spanking. But I ain't trying to get a spanking from you. You know,
what?
It's all good. But yeah, well, no, we definitely going to be there, rock out with you. And, you know, I just really want to say that as far as your show is concerned, you got one of the hottest radio stations that's really,
aww.
Really helping artists getting it in. So I just want big ups to you, you know what I'm saying? And definitely big ups to Nonfiction for all the work he's doing. Shout out for his video and all that. And everybody that's on the line, I came on kind of late, so I missed a couple of callers. But I definitely love y'all who be putting work in, doing y'all thing. But I think I'm going to have to elevate this game a little bit, and I'm really going to have to really put a big stamp on my name so y'all really recognize what it's hitting for. So expect big things in the next couple of months, really, around the city, like seriously, and across the region, because I got DJs doing their damn thing right now. So, you know, it is what it is. So what's up with you, Fire? You ain't had no question for tonight. I'm kind of mad about that.
I was like, you do your thing. Nah, we have questions. The topic for tonight is, do you feel as though, you know, you should get permission for somebody to post on their page? Now, I know you. You got a private page. This is one of the people y'all have right here. Look, I'm pointing. They're right here. Dante Diesel. You have one of the pages that's private somewhat, you know, where you can't post on your page. Now, I know you have a good reason for that, so like, break that down.
All right, well, the reason why I got a private page, when I first started off, I mean, if you look on my page, I got 53,000 fans on Facebook. And I realized that 53,000 fans don't mean shit if you don't got 53,000 fans responding to certain things you do. So as people started getting on, I don't know how Facebook works, but it started adding friends without me adding friends. You see what I'm saying? So now I'm up to 5,300 fans to where I can't add people that's really down with the movement. So it's hard to get all these people off. So it
why
has to
delete them.
Yeah, well, you got to delete. It's like back in the day where you can click on the delete and then you can delete a group of people. You got to do it like one by one almost.
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that fucking takes too much time. So what I did was I made my page private. So all the, and I really think it's hackers that do all of this shit. I made the page
mm-hmm.
private so that hackers couldn't get in and just do anything they want. And still, they still get through. I be having all kinds of, like, sneakers still on my page, even though I still made it private. I don't understand how that happens, and I just don't like Facebook because of that. I can't fuck with Facebook. I do a lot of Twitter, and I do Instagram, but Facebook.
Have you had your page hacked yet? Have you had it hacked yet?
No, I had it hacked one time. Some guy got on there and said, I'm real gay. I was on some bullshit. And everybody was
wow.
hitting me up on the phone like, yo, Q, you know you got that shit on your page? I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. I go to the page,
yeah.
I see that shit, and I'm like, oh, man. So after I changed the password, got it all fixed and everything like that, I definitely went into private mode. But and I wouldn't mind artists putting their videos up. That's how I really know, you know, what artists is really buzzing and doing whatever. But
mm-hmm.
because of so much spam and just people hacking, I need a private page. You know what I mean? I need that for me. I mean, I run a company, so at the end of the day, it's like I can't have all these people just posting any and everything. I like a lot of people's videos. Like some people put a video up and I look at it and I'm like, oh, that was tight. You know what I'm saying? And I want to give them love. And let them, you know, market on my page. The only way I can do it is if I recopy their video and then make it happen like that. I mean, you got to be really on some, you know what I mean, you know, some good shit for me to do that. And if you're a positive dude and you ain't just spamming my page all day, I'll definitely promote you. But, you know, some niggas just be on some other shit. So sometimes you just got to block the page and be like, all right, look, you know what I mean? You're only access denied for a minute. You know
damn,
what I mean? So,
access denied, wow. Okay,
yeah,
well.
I mean, it's love. It's love. Oh, don't get me wrong. Like I said, I love a lot of my Philly artists because we grinding, you know what I mean? And our
right.
eyes on us right now, you know what I'm saying? I love New Jersey, too, you know what I'm saying? I definitely
Jersey.
Rock with people from Jersey. But at the end of the day, like, when you got different people that really ain't got them skills,
putting that stuff on your page, people looking at you like, man, you like this shit. Like, so, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, all right, you know, I got to block this. I need control over what goes on my page.
You need control. Okay.
It is what it is. I mean, everybody should feel that way. You don't want everything on your page. You don't mind if some people get on. I mean, like, for instance, I give a pure example. If you go to Diamond Cut's page, she got it open so everybody can put their stuff on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But only time she go in there to look, it seems, is if she promoting something. I don't think she's seeing
right.
shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just that the page is up. I don't think she really seeing it because she knows she get a lot of spam, too. So I think it's just really there just for GP. So everybody's throwing their stuff up on there, and they ain't getting no holler back or anything like that because she's not really running the page. Where me,
right.
I'm running my page. So at the end of the day, I want to see, you know, who's on there, who's showing love, who's not showing love, and then I could judge my audience and get my fan base popping.
So. Oh, he said, judge my audience. You know what? The only reason why I let people do whatever they do on my page is because when I get ready to promote on your shit, I don't want to hear nothing. So I let people promote on my page because I want to promote on yours. You get what I'm saying? But that's me. That's me. And if you don't like it, just delete it. It's cool. I don't have no, you know, ain't no bad feelings or nothing. But, like, that's why I let them do whatever they do. But the sneaker shit, man, I would delete you in a heartbeat. Like, delete all day.
But they come up, with new accounts. That's what's so funny. You delete one sneaker, and then somebody else will pop up out of nowhere. And then people have gotten in the mode to where somebody will call you or text you and say, "Let me buy your page for a day, and I'll pay you." And then they let them buy it. And then you see all these other ads up on their shit. They do that.
Yeah, I
even
get that all the time. People always
want to
buy my page. They always want to buy my pages from me. I'd be like, no. Because I be getting some personal stuff in my inboxes. I can't have you running my
uh-uh. But people do it, though. People do it, and then you be wondering
right.
where all these ads come from, and you be like, damn,
mm-hmm.
I don't need all these kids. You know, so
right.
it's a iffy thing. And I still, when I promote, I'll send it to people inbox. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At that time, if they read their inbox and they want to, you know, accept it or promote it or retweet it or what, I mean, well, not retweet, but, you know, like resurface it. I mean, then they can do it. But at the end of the day, if they don't, then they don't. But at least they know that information is available to them in their inbox. So I'll do it like that.
I ain't going to lie. I'd rather have it on my page than in my inbox. Because when I go to my inbox, I be thinking that's like me and your conversation. It'd be more like when I go to my inbox, it's like birthday parties and all kind of other stuff in there. You know, I'd be expecting personal stuff, like your personal message to me. More so, but I mean, that's me. You know, I would rather somebody post a promo outside of my page.
I mean, I still send you love letters, baby. You know, that's not gonna stop.
You said love letters,
but
right?
at the end of the day, like promotion wise, I mean, I don't hog the person's page. If I put it up, I'll put it up in groups. Like, you know how they got the groups section, I'll put it up in the groups. I'll always tag up in there because a lot of people be in a lot of groups and stuff, so I'll tag up in there and people watch. I mean, that's how my videos went up, like the number wise. I mean, after I started tagging all these groups and getting in all these groups, my videos went up 100%. So, like, I think that's a better promotion as well. I mean, you can go to people's individual pages. Like I said, I got 5,300 people. It's hard to go to 5,300 people every day when you got a video. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
That you're trying to promote. No, that's just redundant. Just the way Facebook is set up is redundant. But at the end of the day, you gotta do what's allotted. So I'll put it up in groups. But I don't know, man. I gotta have a block on my page.
Gotta
have a block. Gotta
all
have
right,
a block.
So what else is going on music wise?
This weekend we're performing. I think we're going to 1800 this weekend. So shout out to Nonfiction and Blood Money. So we might meet them there. I got a new PR on board, and she's making sure that all my rounds are being met. And shout out to Princess Barbie. Yeah. So you know she doing her thing. Also we got a couple of more videos coming out soon. We're working on this video for Diamond Eyes. Like I said, the album. I keep calling it a mixtape. Oh, yeah, we did the interview for PhillyRocks.com, so that was a love. You can watch that on YouTube. And also the Eddie Kane Show, so That Was Love, that's on YouTube as well. So the next time we get a live and impersonal in-depth interview with you, we're going to put that up. So we're thinking about setting that up as well, too. So
yes.
We need to. Yeah, exactly. So we're going to go on location and all that. So definitely we're going to link up with you to make that happen. And it's a couple of things going on. So I'll be all day. I mean, we moving right now. We're moving out, and everybody's doing good. Tight circle, true definition. You know what I'm saying? It's a movement. Illadel Styles is a movement. The clothing line coming out the end of this year. So, we're going to have.
I got no shirt. What's up with that, man?
I had to. You know what? I had to wait till this big move came in, and now I'm working on this big move, and it's definitely working out. Some sponsors are on board. Like I said, I got the International DJ Cafe, who's a big supporter of all the music we do, because we don't really just do hardcore hip hop. We do party music, you know what I'm saying? We in that Travis Porter lane, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you know, our music is a little different, but we definitely rocking out, and we making moves. So, I mean, we do got some street stuff, but at the end of the day, it's like, you know what I mean, what's going to sell records and make money, that's where we at, you know what I mean? Because I'm in it to make money, you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, we working.
At the end of the day, we working. All right, so you want to give them your Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff?
All right, I'm giving y'all this information because I'm trying to see how many people checking it out. Go to www.illadelstyles.com, and you can always hit the contact button and hit my email and contact me if you're really doing something. I mean, it's really just that simple. I mean, I check my email, so if you're doing a showcase or you're doing something and you want me to be a part of it, yo, I will help you and support it and push it. Like, that's just my thing. Like, at the end of the day, all you're doing is using my logo. I'm helping you support it and push it, and I have a lot of people on board. My Twitter is hot. My Instagram is catching up to you. You know what I'm saying? My Facebook is hot. I mean, I'm on thisis50.com. I'm on Rock for Life. I'm on MTV.com. We soon to be in the Source magazine. I mean, we got a lot of shit popping. So at the end of the day, I will support your movement if you send it to me. IllidelStyles.com. Your boy Dante Diesel is in the building.
All right, definitely. And if y'all don't hit him up, that's cool. He can stick with me. How about that? You'll see Air Dot Radio all with Illadel Styles, so it's cool.
You're going to be on the TLA event. So at the end of the day, when they see that and they see that situation that is real, Then they'll really wake up and recognize, because I'm trying to make real big moves right now, because I see that our city is lacking. We haven't had a Philly Hip Hop Award since when? I don't know. And it's a lot of artists in the city that's really grinding and busting it up, but ain't nobody putting them on the map. And every time we do have an award, the people that need to be on the showcases are not on the showcases. And I root for the underdog. I am the underdog
too. Oh, it's cool. All right, well, Mr. Dante Diesel, what
are
we getting into?
You know, man, I feel like a heavyweight tonight. That's what I'm feeling like.
Uh-oh. I'm like a heavyweight. I know you came on all hard,
Yeah, I'm feeling like a heavyweight. That's what I'm a heavyweight. It is what it is. I mean, I'm in the gym. You see me in the gym. I'm flexing.
I know. You show off.
Yeah.
Show off. It's cool though. I'm about to get in there, so.
I got a free membership for you. All you gotta do is just come with me and rock out. We can get it in.
Is that? I got a membership there, so I'm good. It's just that I gotta get my fat ass over there.
Well, so, let's make it happen. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
I know.
Come on. Stop procrastinating. Anybody on the line that wanna go to the gym with me, link up with me at 6:30. At Planet Fitness of Jefferson Avenue, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and let's get it in. We can get it in together, and then we can flex on the Air It Out radio show. It is what it is.
All right, here go heavyweight. I'll take Diesel. All
right. Cartel 215. I guess when you're doing it big, you gotta do it real big, and you gotta do it real heavy. And I'm the heavyweight. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Drop it low, runner. Drop it low, runner.
Fire monster rolling. Yo, that shit is crazy. Alright, shout out to Dante Diesel for that one. I like that shit when he be doing that shit. Anyway, but anyway, I hope you get me in the, did you do that video yet? I need to be in that one. How about that? Okay, I can see us like whipping a corner like monster rolling. Anyway, so anyway, shout out to everybody that's on the line. Listen, I'm going into overdrive. Alright, so if y'all wanna fuck with me, call back at 347-677-1163. I have no control over the blogs. I talked to them already before, and they said it automatically cuts everybody off. So that's why I tried to, like, figure out how can I keep everybody still in the line, but it doesn't do that. So it automatically cuts you off. So what I'm going to do is, like, the show is already set for a whole nother hour. I'm going to go into overdrive because I still have, like, 15 to maybe 20 callers. So I might lose some of y'all. Some of y'all might be a little bit impatient, like, man, fuck her, man. I ain't calling back. But anyway, so the ones that do want to fuck with me, call back 347-677-1163 whenever the show cuts off, and we're going to keep it moving. I wrote a couple of y'all numbers down so I don't repeat anybody. And for the newbies that are still on the line, yes, I'm going to get to you. All you got to do is call back. I air it on radio. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. All right, 347-677-1163. Hit me up, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Air It Out Radio, and get it popping. Also, you can also Instagram me at Firechick, F-I-Y-A, you know what I mean? Because me and Dante Diesel got a thing going on, so we trying to get, you know, whoever got the most callers and most hits on Instagram, so definitely hit me up. I'm winning as I know so far, you know, so hopefully, you know, we can keep that moving. But anyway, also October the 6th, in case y'all do not know, 1231 North Broad Street, the Air It Out Radio Villa Tour is going down again. I hope y'all slide through and slide out to perform. You get a 4-minute clean set, all right? So if y'all want to come through and perform again, I got my boy Scribbles, he's coming through. I'm crazy there, and I got a little surprise too that's going on. I can't tell y'all about it. I want to tell y'all so bad. And also, it's my birthday, so definitely slide through. So the ones that want to bang with me for a whole nother hour,
going to automatically cut y'all off. Call back 347-677-1163, and we're going to rock out for a whole nother hour. Air it out radio. I'm Mad Chick Fire. Stay tuned. We're going into overdrive. Yeah, it is.